Welcome to Wild West for another week.
Big show this week.
Big show. Mickey's back.
He's back.
Spoiler alert. He's on his way. Mickey's back.
He's on his push bike.
He's getting ready.
He heard Barnaby Joyce.
He loves Barnaby Joyce.
He loves Barnaby Joyce, and he heard about that, and he couldn't wait to get in here.
Yeah. This is what I was surprised about, Mick. I didn't know he was into stocks, and he knows about bonds and dividends.
Bonkados,
and
risk-free rates.
What happened, Mick?
Wow.
Talk about the Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Mick Street.
Yeah. The Wolf of Big Street, as we have.
The Wolf of Big Street.
Not today, earlier today.
So that's coming up. We're going to talk about that. The big, that's coming up.
We've got the Winter Olympics, Goss, and the NFL, and we've got movies and television.
The man.
The man exits the studio.
The man, the wolf, the wimp, the quitter.
Yeah. I
what is it with men these days, Steve? They all quit.
Oh, you know, men, they love quitting.
What's happened to us?
I don't know. We're all a bunch of wusses, clearly.
If you were in the jungle, Steve, as a celebrity, because probably by next season they'll need some celebrities.
Us eventually, yeah.
They'll eventually get to us. I think they're pretty close from this season.
They are, yes, yes.
I'm pretty sure they'll have
everyone's quitting.
Well, they're running out of celebrities that will go in. Would you quit the jungle?
No, I wouldn't. I think you're on there to have fun and see how you go.
What about when you had the snake bite you 10 times?
But it's not venomous. We went through this last week.
Oh, yeah. I would be out.
But you don't know that. See, that's the thing. I say that, but you do not know that.
But did you know they've done this week to them? They made them go upside down, like with like upside down goggles and go across a tightrope or something.
I would not do that. Okay,
Some of the ideas are completely stupid.
Like, yeah, that's a bit dumb. Why would you do that? When are you ever going to do that in your life?
I think what they should do next season, because that Dr. Vet guy, whatever his name.
Chris Brown
that laughs at everybody.
Didn't he
else.
Have to do it, though?
He should.
Didn't he do it?
Him and Julia Morris should have to do every challenge.
That's the thing.
I think this is wrong. Can't be a host and watch other celebrities do that.
I guarantee you they would not do it.
No.
They're just there to host.
Pretty boy and loudmouth.
Yeah.
Do it.
She is a loudmouth, but she won't do it.
Yeah. No.
No.
Bit harsh, but.
They should do it, though. I think at the end of the season or something, that they should make them do it.
Ultimate challenge.
Yeah. Kind of like the Australian Ninja Warrior. The host should do it.
That's it. The host should do everything.
They should.
Like we'll do all the segments in this show coming up next.
Because we're the hosts.
That's it. No other option. Don't forget our podcast is online. You're listening to it.
SaturdayNightLive.com.au.
Yes. So much to register that other name.
It's easier.
Yeah. Wild West?
That's all right.
Coming soon.
Welcome back to the program. You are here with Steve, Glenn, and...
Mad Nick! Hello!
Thank God, Mick, you're back. The show's been awful in
response. Mick, you're back.
Thank God.
Oh, well.
How do you feel? Welcome back.
Oh, I feel half deaf. I've got a blocked ear and I can't hear on that side.
What did you say?
Yeah.
You're on the wrong side there, Mick.
I might want to swap seats.
Oh, well, it's your game.
Well, it's good to have you back, Mick.
And lucky you're back, Mick, because, like, when I was watching 7:30 the other night and they had their new segment on who's sleeping with who and whose baby is that, this is what came up, my God.
Deputy Prime Minister, let's just address the elephant in the room. You've not commented yet on front page newspaper reports today that you are in a relationship with one of your former staffers who is expecting your child. Is that accurate?
Well, Lee, what I want to do is make sure that private matters remain private. I mean, quite obviously, I don't think it proffers anybody to drag private matters out into the public arena. I can't quite fathom why... Basically, a pregnant lady walking across the road deserves a front page. I don't know what the political purpose is to that. And
Now, this is what I didn't know about the story. When was an elephant involved, Mick?
I don't know.
When they went to the zoo on their
head. I think Lee sounds a bit rude there to the pregnant lady.
She's no elephant.
God, Christ.
She must be going to have trumps as well.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. So can you answer Barnaby's Joyce's question there, Mick? Why is it front page news that somebody walks the street with a baby in the oven?
Because he's one of our leaders, and leaders are supposed to set the example of what we should be doing.
So that's a bad example of having a baby.
No, he set a bad example. Mm. He's played up with a woman in his staff.
But he's allowed to. It's free country.
He was going on morals when he was voting, you can't have gay marriage. So he basically saying he's a conservative, and
but you can
morals
be conservative
must be
and cheat on your wife.
No,
what's allowed? It's not legal to be a conservative and cheat on your wife. Not recommended. It doesn't look good in the.
It's not morally right.
Not good on the how to vote card.
Cheat. The other part about it, Labor did it in the 70s with Dr. Jim Cairns, Morosi, and the rubbish that hung around, and that started the fall of their government. So this Mick, could be the start of their government fall.
So, Mick, here's the question. If he was then not a conservative and a free-thinking hippie hipster sleeping with anybody and then had an affair, would that be a problem?
Depends.
Would still be a problem? Oh, Mick.
Depends. Because what he's done, he's found a job in one department for it because there was a lot of problems in his department for it.
He got a job in there. I don't know if he found the job.
That's he did. He put her into the first
people
department.
Are making that conclusion,
that's what they
Mick.
Said on the TV today. On the TV news today.
No, they didn't
today.
Say that on the TV news. On they the said news on the news. Today. No, they said, Mick, they said that there was a job there and they think it's a bit of a weird coincidence and that's where the question
no,
is coming up.
No, it was...
The government's denied that wasn't what happened. No. She got the job on the merit.
An insider came in and told them today.
Oh, an insider.
Yeah.
Named insider?
Didn't say the
name. Didn't say who it was, right? It's some random
and
person.
And then he went to the person who had worked as a media advisor in the Carnival or whatever his name was. Mm. Then he left because he had to go to the High Court and been thrown out. Then they put her into another department with more money. And there was already a media advisor there. So stacking and using taxpayers' money...
But is that coincidence or actual?
No, it's not. It's
you don't
not,
think it is coincidence?
No, it's not coincidence. That's what they said on this person.
This unnamed whistleblower. That won't put their name to their face.
And
the story,
one woman had to resign because there was a lot of tension in Barnaby Joyce's thing about this woman being pregnant and being her working in the thing. One woman already exhausted.
So here's a question. Should politicians be ever sleeping with their staff?
What happens if everything went
Cause
wrong?
Because in the US, in the Congress, they made a new law. Yeah. Lucky Donald Trump's not in Congress because then he's excluded. Yeah. So he can still sleep with anyone he likes. Yeah. But why should politicians not be allowed to like have affairs?
Because that means...
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
Business why? People do it all the time.
No. In the old days, they used to be blackmailed when they did it.
Yeah.
And blackmailing can be done because...
Not
now,
really.
Yeah, he's going to lose at least half his what he's got.
He's not going to lose his
divorced. He's divorced. And his wife gave up her career for him, so she...
But that was her choice.
No, it was her choice. It was her choice because that's what you do when you're married.
Well, that's
not
her fault,
anymore,
though.
Mick. I think that's an old-fashioned
point. How long has he been married? 22 years, 23 years. In those days, they...
But you can't blame him for her giving up her job.
Yes, you do, because she had to have a baby.
She didn't have to have a baby.
She chose to have a baby.
How do you know? Because she got his...
Right, it was
Barnaby got this one pregnant.
I'm pretty sure he
got this one pregnant. Barnaby got this one pregnant.
He likes to get people pregnant,
yeah. So he had a pregnant pause.
But what does it matter, though? Who does it matter that he sleeps with?
Then
it's like saying you get into like the local supermarket.
What happened?
The checkout person sleeps with somebody.
That's
to
a
buy
checkout
you milk.
Person. That's not... That's
the very
average,
important to our society.
No, that's the average person. He is not the average person. He is a person who's representing our government, who's representing us,
so
and they have to set the example. And when you don't... And if anything
so
would have went wrong, if anything would have went wrong, it could have been a... Me too.
Don't think it would have went that
way. So what if he was divorced, then got together with his chick in the office? Is that okay?
Teachers and I will sleep with the students.
He's not sleeping with
his
students. That doesn't make the same.
But you're saying it's a duty of care that the person, he's in authority, he has a lot more sway in the office. It's an inappropriate relationship because it's a higher level person.
That's right.
I think what you're trying to get at, I think the teacher example may be a little bit below the belt. But, like, for example, like the CEO, you know, hiring his assistant as his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not hiring his assistant as his girlfriend. Suddenly falling in love with his assistant, strangely. That's 20 years. He's younger and usually good-looking and pretty. And how did that happen?
And with this type of style, it could have been a Russian spy or a Chinese spy. Or
I think that's taking the Mickey.
No, but that's...
The Mickey Mick.
Yeah.
Mickey
but that's Mick. What can happen.
Wow. I don't think she's a spy.
No, but she could have been set up. She could have been set up.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the media is overblown in excitement with this story.
Of course.
Also, you know, I think it's in legislation. If in the public servant, bosses can't have relationships with their employees in the public servant.
Why not?
So if they,
I think that's a really weird rule.
That's
Okay, what if they're in love?
What is that? Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
leave. What about the blokes with the football and the rugby? No, in the Aussie rules.
If they're in love,
they had consenting relationships in the Aussie rules.
Yep.
And they were forced to resign because...
That's a stupid rule.
That was the player's teammate, though, right? Yeah. In one case.
So there's two of them. Two of them
went down. Yeah, but in one case, a bit awkward and you're the same team. Yeah. And it's all of a sudden, you know...
No, that's another one. No, that's another... Whatever, no, these and, you know, were...
Very awkward in the...
These were CEO.
I can understand why you got the bit of hippo there from the club.
These were the CEO. These were on the board of the Aussie Rules AFL or whatever they call it.
I don't think they were on the board.
They were on the...
No, they were in the organisation as senior manager.
Senior manager.
Let's be really clear here.
Yeah. Senior management.
Yeah. And that was the case where I think one of them had...
Two of them left.
It might have been two of them for various reasons.
But. Yeah.
But if you were Prime Minister... Or Deputy Prime Minister, Bob, you're our leader.
What about Bob Bourke?
In those days, it didn't matter.
Oh, so it's only about us today.
Man. Now, the things have changed. Things have changed.
Oh, really?
You can't like whistle at a woman now.
You can whistle at a woman.
Whistle at a woman in those days.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. I've had women wolf whistle at me.
Yeah, did you file a sexual harassment claim?
No, this is in the 60s.
Get out of my way.
No, this is in the 70s.
Oh,
well, it used to be built like a...
Oh, right. What happened there?
I got hit by a car and everything dropped.
Madness as always, back in fine form. Barnaby Madness.
Mm. Welcome back to the program. It is time for sport, Glenn.
Big week of sport this week. Where do you start, ooh, where do you end? But last night, well, it was exciting. It was the start of what I think the most exciting events of this year will be.
Yeah.
The Winter Olympics. This was the opening ceremony, and here's one of the more interesting moments.
This next gentleman from Tonga, and yes, he has taken the shirt off. Well, there is a surprise. He had the shirt off Peter Tolfatafua, the cross-country skier, at the Rio Olympic Games, and despite the -5 conditions, the shirt has come off again.
It's just got a little hot in here right now, don't you think? When it's meant to be very cold, all of a sudden very hot.
So the rest of the ceremony didn't get as much attention as that did. Apparently the Tongan, without his shirt on, stopped the show again.
Did he?
He did it in Rio, obviously, because he was in the Summer Olympics as well.
Yeah.
In the Winter Olympics as well.
So that's his thing now.
He takes his shirt off. He's just... I think it must be a new event in the Olympics now, the
the shirt off.
The shirt off. Just do the shirt off.
Well, he clearly won gold from the commentator's perspective.
Well, I think he impressed a lot of people.
Did he?
Happy.
How good is he on whatever sport he's... What sport is he playing?
It's cross-country skiing. A Tongan's cross-country skier does sound like a bit of
okay, we'll take your shirt off while you're cross-country skiing and we'll see how you go.
Exactly. It's all right doing it for 10 minutes. I bet you got to the end and couldn't wait to get back in.
Yeah.
Because this will be the second coldest Olympics...
Really?
...ever. Like -20 in some parts. It's a really cold place, apparently.
Those outdoor sports are going to be crazy.
It's going to be horrendous.
Yeah.
Also, too, unfortunately, the worst news of the day, I think was most disappointing, is Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un both got kicked out of the ceremony, and I didn't think they were turning up.
No, I didn't know they were going to be together.
I thought that, you know, this is maybe it's part of their getting all peaceful now. You know, together. It was only their impersonators though that got kicked out. So
they weren't there.
Well,
Kim Jong Un was, wasn't he?
No,
I thought he was going to be there.
He's
wasn't going to be there with his girlfriend.
His
or
sister
something?
Turned up. He sent his sister along.
And Melania was there, wasn't she?
Yeah,
that's right.
And Mr. Pence was there too.
That's right.
Which was a really awkward photo. They have a photo of the daughter there just like standing out there watching the ceremony. She has to, and he has to watch there and go, what am I doing here? What are you doing there?
He doesn't want to be here.
they talked to a very mysterious character she was.
Yeah.
I guess she had to go or she had to get shot, so she thought, oh my God, probably was her option. So
better just leave.
But apparently the IOC took a bad turn to the impersonators and kicked them both out. I thought it was a bit unfair, the IOC. Fancy dress should be.
Yeah, have a bit of humour.
Well, they've got a no political rule and all this stuff.
No political rule? Where do they think they are?
Yeah.
What do they think the Olympics is about? My country's better than your country.
No, it's all about politics.
Yes, it is.
No.
Are you sure?
It's not, no.
No.
But the good news was Dennis Rodman was there and he talked to both the impersonators. Because obviously Dennis Rodman, the North Korean diplomat from way back.
Yeah, apparently Kim Jong-un really likes Dennis Rodman for some reason.
But the Koreans have all got on. They walked out together.
Yeah.
It looks like it's... All songs dancing now.
That's good. Until
Until
North Korea or South Korea beat each other in the medal tally.
Oh, Aspen is on. But there's protests. Some of the South Korean locals were protesting.
Oh, really?
Like, there's some guy, some people at the front of the stadium going, that's just blown North Korea up. So obviously they're all getting on quite well.
Wow.
Well, because basically they're worried that, you know, the nuclear crazy at the front might blow them up. So they're like...
So they're going to get in first.
Because there's a lot of criticism in South Korea. A lot of people are not for this.
No,
so obviously
not.
The IOC wants happiness, truce, Olympic truce. Can't
they have, the Olympic truce, only for 2 weeks or whatever it is.
They might blow each other up.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the Olympic truce be permanent?
Well, it should be, but it's not going to.
Because that's their idea. It's like basically just have a truce, but we have some like sporting activities. Then you can blow people up later.
Yeah. Do it in the summer, not when it's cold.
Yeah, not when it's cold. But in summer they do it too. Some Olympics they have a truce.
Oh, that's right, the summer.
Yeah, they have a summer Olympic truce. Every 4 years we are peaceful, then back to normal.
Maybe they should work on the permanency.
That would be better. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not many results yet of any events or anything.
No.
But, I'm excited. It's curling, snowboarding, ice hockey's coming up too.
I'm looking for the ice hockey. That's on tonight. Yes, yes, yes.
The
Japan and Switzerland and
good old Japan and Switzerland, right? Two favourite countries.
Well, as you said, Glenn, we were talking off air, the best time to watch is obviously the finals when it's America and Canada, right?
That's basically all. That's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Rugby World Cup, Australia and New Zealand.
It makes sense, because why are you going to watch, like, you know, Sweden and like, Japan and, like, all these other countries?
What are you doing in Sweden? Sweden's actually quite good at that.
No, I think it'll be... I'm going to watch it. Well, I might watch it live, but I'll see if I can get the on-demand version.
It is, but it's a good time zone, right? It's actually on, like...
6:30.
The good events are on at the time for Australia. It's actually in our time zone.
Yeah, that's about 6:40.
Well, close enough. It'll take an hour.
Yeah, about dinner time or something. Yeah, dinner time. Yeah.
Now, big other event around the world globally this week, too. We'll have more Olympic stuff next week, of course. But here is an exciting moment of the week, I would say.
And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally.
Finally.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles. Finally, it's happened for the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the Super Bowl, the 52nd Super Bowl.
This, okay? This is very exciting.
Well, yeah, of course. They haven't won in... quite a while, I believe.
Quite a long time. It was not very long time ago.
It's like the Rabbitohs of the NFL. But no, it's good to see that they finally won after such a long time.
And then a huge celebration in Philadelphia. They, you know, knocked down some buildings and stuff and had a riot.
As you do. Well, to be fair, it's their very first Super Bowl. But previously to that, they won the NFL championships back like before their era. And the last time they actually won a championship, 1960, though, so... Yeah, quite a long time.
It's quite common. A lot of those teams haven't won for a long time. It takes a long time for them to win.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
And when it wins, it's so much more amazing. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, that's right, because especially if it's New England Patriots, they won, like, every second year.
It's getting a bit annoying now. You can stop. But the biggest thing, like, we thought the event was amazing, but Australia had their own contribution as well.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. This isn't a movie.
No.
It's a tourism ad for Australia.
Yes.
But listen, you're the best Crocodile Dundee since Crocodile Dundee.
Really?
Yes, really. Mm. And we had the best trip ever, didn't we?
It was pretty sweet.
Where the bloody hell are you? Tourism Australia spending taxpayers' money on Super Bowl commercials.
Quite a lot of money, too.
My God, really?
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth isn't cheap, neither is...
But even added in the Super Bowl isn't cheap either.
I know, it's like $3 million or something. It's
a ridiculous amount of money.
Crazy.
So when you think when you pay your tax bill this year?
I think it's like a couple of million just for the 30 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it money well spent?
No. Well, I guess for Tourism Australia, maybe not, because the thing they're targeting is tourism in regional Australia.
Or anywhere, we'll just take any tourism.
Well, but that's the thing. They specifically did that for regional, not for like anywhere.
Did they? But they had the Harbour Bridge there and the Opera House.
Yeah, I know. Because the guy,
that's not the region.
I know it's not regional, but the head...
That's regional? Oh, my God.
The head guy of Tourism Australia was on Radio National, and he was talking about how it was specifically to get people from America to come to regional New South Wales and Queensland to see the outback. That's why it was Crocodile Dundee thing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why they're in a winery.
That's why they had Dundee in the winery.
And the world-class restaurants.
Yeah.
And...
I know.
And like, in front of the harbour.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit silly.
Would you really go all the way from America to go to a guy with a sword fight in the middle of nowhere?
No, probably not. Yeah. You wouldn't.
What about the Crocodile Dundee comeback movie?
They should have another movie, but I don't think Paul Hogan won't want to do that, though.
His tax records are not saying it
too. No, and he owns the rights to Crocodile Dundee, so... And he's not going to give it up.
It's terrible. In other news, especially very sad news,
Yeah, it's a very sad story. Obviously, Jared Bannister was a 33-year-old javelin thrower. He won the 2010 Commonwealth Games gold medal. He's the Australian record holder as well, with a throw of over 89 metres. He died suddenly in the Netherlands.
And that was the ABC reporting the news. One of our Olympians, only in his early 30s, died in the Netherlands suddenly.
Ooh.
Out of the blue, which is devastatingly terrible. So the community there and the athletics community, very tragically sad about that occurrence.
Yeah, that's really sad to see.
Particularly in the week of the Olympics starting for the Winter Games.
Was he meant to be in the Olympic Games?
No, he was in summer. Javelin.
Oh.
Winter javelin, not so popular.
Sorry, I didn't hear that bit. Winter javelin, that would be awesome. Now,
that would be something. Let's, yeah.
Why don't they do that?
With the Tonga guy without his shirt on. Now, in A-League action, the Western Sydney team last week had a rare victory, 2-1 against the Mariners. Unbelievable.
Oh, excellent. That's what we want.
They play Wellington tomorrow night, so we'll see how they go there. Sydney FC still on top of the ladder. They're playing Melbourne FC tonight, but we're getting to the business end of the season. Not quite there yet.
Yeah.
But Sydney FC is still the dominant team. The Wanderers probably going to struggle to stay in the finals. They've got to really pick up their game. They're probably out almost of the season. They've probably still got a chance, but not going to be easy. They also, bad news in the A-League too, we found out today too, that former Irish player, Man United player, and an A-League player who played in the Perth Glory Melbourne City, Liam Miller, he's died from cancer. He had a very decorated career, and he was in the A-League in Australia for a couple of seasons. Very sad news there as well. But that's the A-League action for the week. Anything else? AFLW?
I heard that did pretty good. They're going so good on their first season, right? Already?
Second season.
Second?
Is that good? They had another one.
They're back for more.
They did have a lot of rain, though, when they played, GWS played on, I think, Friday night, and they had to, like, move the commentary box because it got flooded.
Oh.
That was the biggest news of the day.
That's a bit unfortunate.
And GWS also won 30-9, so they've done quite well. Next week, though, the AFL has a big news announced this week where they've got the new concept for the AFL, AFLX.
What's the X?
X.
Like extra?
Extra. Not X, X.
Or is that the late night AFL?
Yeah, late night AFL up late. No, it is AFL X. Basically, they're going to be playing at the football stadium, Allianz Stadium in Sydney.
Yeah.
And they're doing three games, but basically a rectangular version of the game.
Okay.
A rectangular pitch with like a quick format, so maybe 2 halves of 15 minutes or something.
Right.
It'll be interesting how it pans out, but they basically modify the game to make it popular in New South Wales and Queensland, where there's not many ovals with four posts.
Okay.
So they're modifying the game to be in a rectangular field, kick the ball around, make it a bit more interesting, quicker turnaround at the end of the game. When you get a goal, you just go straight back.
Yeah.
Because you know how like now they wait all that like 20 seconds between goals?
Yeah.
They're actually going to do it like even quicker.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be like pace your AFL on a square. Rectangular, sorry.
Hopefully it pans out pretty good for them.
It'll be interesting what happens next week. That should be an interesting concept. It'll be interesting how it goes because there's so many formats now. I don't know how you can pick up.
Yeah, that's confusing. Now they've got
like
X in
it. W, X. What about Z?
I think that'll be...
Why not Z?
Just go for the whole 26-letter alphabet.
26 versions of this to come.
Oh, no. Please, thank you.
Please, no.
Basketball, I guess we should chat about.
How are the Kings going?
They're playing. Well, they're playing right now, actually.
Losing?
They are winning.
It's a bit harsh.
So far, it's only the second quarter, 27-24, Sydney Kings winning over the Brisbane Bullets. But that's only second quarter, Glenn. We've still got...
Still time to go.
Still time to lose. But as far as I'm concerned, hopefully it works out for them. We'll see. We'll wait and see. They're still not that great because they're obviously towards the bottom of the ladder, which is sad, but that's their own doing. That's all I can say.
Wow, that's harsh.
Just saying, Glenn. They've got to pick up their game. But they're winning right as of right now.
Now, that's the thing about all that we have, actually, I think. The tennis as well. Davis Cup. Australia's out of Davis Cup.
Oh.
They got so close. Kyrgios was almost redeemed.
Really? Almost. After his great Australian Open performance.
He was like on cloud nine. But then he did. It's really funny. I watched some of his match and they had like, you know, I love when the umpire says this, he was cited for racket abuse, ball abuse or something because he flew a ball out of the court. I'm like, Really? That's racket abuse?
Who cares?
You know, like, is that really what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
Maybe unsportsmanship. Like, it's just, it's really funny when you hear the umpire seriously saying,
violation, yeah, violation for
yeah, I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Are these people such pansies? God, come
they
on.
They are pansies.
Come on.
Terrible.
Grow up. But I don't think it's all in sports, but you've been quite weak.
Well, next week will be pretty busy because the Olympics will be in full swing.
Olympics on, the sporting league will be...
Yeah. What about cricket? How's cricket?
Probably not much happened.
Nothing?
It's not pretty much over for the season.
Okay.
I think the Big Bash, someone won.
As long as someone won.
I don't know who. Details. Who needs all those details, Steve?
We don't need them. All right. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Nick.
Mad Nick.
It's weird saying that now. Mad Nick's back. And Glenn and Steve.
He's the star of the show, right? We're just here to support him.
Yeah.
So, Mick, you must have been in panic because this happened this week. This is the world's worst thing ever. Here is Richard Quest from CNN.
US stocks almost into free fall as the Dow suffers its worst single-day point fall, some 1,179 points. It's the largest single-day points fall in history, but, you know, we have to keep...
But, Mick... It's the biggest decline ever, the biggest crash
That's
ever.
That's in points, in points.
You heard him?
In points.
Points matter, right?
Not in percentages. Because as
It was a pretty ordinary crash, must say.
Yeah, it was...
Like Black Monday was 20%, right? This is 4.
If it was 1987, it would have been Black Monday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, not Friday. Why did I do Friday? Lazy bludgers.
Yeah. But this is expected...
And how could you know this was going to happen, though, Mick? How was this possible? Like, because it's such a surprise that this happened
now.
That
stock falls.
This was expected because they rose so quickly, so far, and so high.
40% in a year. That's like normal, right? That's like
all And
time.
Then it only fell on good news. And all it is greed. And the people who bought in at the top loses big. And the people who were bought in at before the stock started climbing that 40%. They still get their money. The stocks are paying most of the business.
So when up 40%, you lost 4%. So you're still up 36%.
Yeah. But this is a time where the profits are the highest ever and the returns to shareholders have been high as well, the highest they've ever
paid.
But
also, it's the first time in a long time that not any economy in the world is in recession.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
That's good.
It's awesome, Mick.
Yeah, it's
so then why is it awesome and all of a sudden it's all crashing down into doom?
Because the people are scared.
Because all they see is red and they panic.
No. The greedy people are saying, oh, I've lost out. Because, and they don't realise what they're doing is you sit on it to go back up again. And that's what stocks are. It's a long-term investment, not a short-term investment.
Yeah, actually, in a lot of these crashes, like, they happen all the time. They all blow them up out of proportion. Then, like, 6 months later, no one remembers
them. Yeah, the people who make the money are the ones who buy in after the stocks just fallen.
Now, Mick, here's the question, though. There's a big fundamental point here that they've been talking about quite a lot about this crash. It might be different. After a crash happens, there's two things that happen, right? One thing is, it's only a minor correction. Don't worry. Don't take your money out of the bank. It'll all be good. All will be great. Ha, 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 ha. Then the other being like, this is the worst thing ever. The whole stock market's going to go down to 14,000. It's going to halve. Doom and gloom. There's no like rational in between, but they're the two camps, right? But the camp that's like doom and gloom this time around is saying that the Boncato, all the bonds they sold really cheap at low rates, the rates are now going up. Oh, my God, if the rates go up, maybe the stocks aren't worth as much anymore. So if rates go from 2% to 3%.
I thought it was the opposite way around.
Because if rates...
They're talking about interest rates going up. Generally, interest rates in banks and all that are starting to go up. And when they go up...
And you must be happy about that, Mick.
When they go up, the bond rates goes down.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No. It's not how it's
going to
happen. In this case, the central bank's rate that they've got, the lending rate that the central bank has... They've put it down to emergency levels, and what's happened, and it's a bit different this time, because basically the governments, the big federal banks of the world, the European banks and the American banks have basically brought all these bonds out to keep the price down. Hmm. So the system's been flooded with money, and that's why the stocks have gone up a lot. So now the thought is these banks are now withdrawing that stimulus,
No, the banks are not restoring the stimulus.
No, the federal banks are.
The banks are in charge, or the American Bank and
the
ones who print the money.
Yeah, the money printers are taking the money back out of the system now. The rates are going out to a more normal level, which means stock valuations are going to have to fall. And investors weren't expecting this to happen.
No, they were expecting it to happen.
Well, they're trying to trick themselves it wasn't going to happen. Let's borrow money at 2% forever.
Also,
rates are at record lows in Australia. Yeah. Can't be forever.
Yeah, but what's also happened is there's been rises in the general persons who are working. Their interests, their pay have gone up more than what we've done here.
Yes, in America, for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and that means inflation. So with inflation, the banks will have to put a bit of a halt on that. So they'll put interest rates up again for just normal deposits and all that.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Course, I think it is. I think it's actually been
people are on
too long.
Income, on a fixed income like pensions, or they've got money in the banks, or I had money in the bank, and I couldn't keep the money with the other fees and that was taking away my initial capital. And I was ending up with nothing. And what do you do?
Yeah. So what about in Australia? This is going to be like...
Australia's a different
case, right? We don't understand the problem in America, but I do reckon in at least 12 months' time from now, rates will go up more than down.
Because I have to keep up.
Because globally, they're going to change. Yeah. Globally, everything's going to be re-rated. Yeah. A good return is no longer a good return. Because before, if you were borrowing money at 3%, you could get a stock return at 8% or, you know, big rise in capital.
But this is, with Australia, it's not as bad because they haven't risen as much and they haven't dropped as much.
Correct. They're actually still quite.
If you've got stocks, just keep your stocks. They'll keep paying.
So I shouldn't, like, panic, Mick? And sell everything?
Well, Rio Tinto has paid $2 a share on their...
Yeah, record profit.
Record profit.
Yeah.
So $2...
It's really ironic. All these earning results have come out last week in Australia. It's the started reporting season, and it's been like, good results. And then it's like, the market's dying. I'm like,
that's a good time to buy.
I don't think so. I think actually it's got to be readjusted. The run-up of the stock market has been far too high.
Yeah. And so that's why it's happened. Once it's gone, once it's dropped, there was a person...
Do you get an alert that happens when it happens?
No, I don't.
You don't know. Well, this is the problem. If only he would know when the bottom was.
Yeah. Rene Rifkin said, who is an Australian
dodgy investor, that was
dead
before he died.
You buy when it's low and you sell when it's high.
Yeah.
That's how you make your money on the stocks. If you don't want to have you make a lot more money. But that's where you fall out too.
Yeah, because
you lose houses, you lose other things you buy. Yeah.
What do you think about the economic growth, though, Mick? Is it still going to be going on? Because the thing is, if everything's going so well now, isn't that the point in time where we're getting towards the peak of a cycle and then it's going to go back? Or are they going to be able to sustain this
bit longer?
Because it seems to me like the Americans and the Europeans, while they reckon they're growing at the moment, they're still not... They're not ahead of Australia still. They're not ahead of a lot of the other countries in the world. They're still struggling in their economies. Like, the inequality is still there.
The inequality has been there since 1980.
It's getting worse, though.
Yeah. But what happened now is people's wages in America are going up. Now, when they go
up... Even Walmart's going up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm even thinking of moving out of Walmart and working there. Except it's $12 an hour, and then I gave it a second thought.
So that's all you have to worry about. If you've got stocks, just keep them, and they'll keep paying their dividends and just live off
over time.
General advice is only...
It's all in paper.
Don't pay any attention to Mad Mick.
No. He's not a credited stockbroker, are you, Mick?
I have to...
Big stockbroking. It sounds like a great place to put my money. We are, by the way, joking.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn and Steve.
Indeed. Glenn. What's the news this week, Steve, in the Wild West?
A lot happening in the Wild West, Glenn. Glenn, we haven't had koala watching quite a while now.
Whatever happened to those poor koalas?
We haven't even had one koala watch in 2018.
I thought we did last week.
No.
Did we? Why did the koala cross the road type story?
I don't know. Why did it?
I don't know. The story last week. I thought we had one earlier. Maybe we didn't.
We might have had one, maybe.
Maybe I'm reminiscing from the great koala watch moments of the decades.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, Glenn, next Friday, you can head on over to the Wollondilly Koala Conservation Project. if you want to learn about koalas. It's at the Appen Scout Hall.
Sounds exciting. What will they teach
you? Yeah, the session will feature presentations from local koala experts and the launch of a short film about the project. So is that a short film about koalas or the actual project of learning about koalas?
That would be very boring to go and watch.
And, actually, no, the project includes members, shows members as they track collared koalas in their native bushland. So I guess it's like a sort of a documentary. But hey, if you would like to go to that, Glenn, Appen Scout Hall from 7 to 9 p.m.
Now, the advertisers uncovered, I think, one of the most disgusting things in the history of MacArthur. Hmm? The biggest snob of all time. The Commonwealth Games Queen Baton Relay did not even make it to Campbelltown.
Oh.
Or MacArthur, or Camden, or Narellan, all the Oaks, Oakdale. Didn't make it to Ingleburn even.
No, not
didn't
even
make it down to Long Point.
Oh.
So devastating.
Depressing.
It travelled only down to Jamestown, Silverwater, Little Bay, and Penrith.
Oh.
Didn't make it out, went to the city and all that stuff. The reason for the snub, it remains a mystery.
Really?
The advertiser contacted the Commonwealth Games media department for an explanation, got no response. Apparently they're busy organising Commonwealth Games.
Oh, are they?
Didn't have any time to respond.
They didn't have respond to the local community?
Now, obviously when we had the Olympic Games in 2000,
mm-hmm.
plenty of time, the Camden MP, marathon runner Pat Farmer, took it to Campbelltown Stadium. We had the Olympics lane.
Oh, really?
So why do we want this freaking Queen's Baton anyway?
I didn't even know there was a Queen's Baton, Glenn.
How do you not know the Queen's Baton?
I did not know that.
Do you not know the Queen's Baton?
No.
So you know how the Olympic flame, they go to Greece, they light it yeah, up. And the,
as you know, do, as yes, you do. Of course.
The Queen writes a letter, pops in the baton, and then gives it someone to send to Australia for the Commonwealth Games to read out, to say, like, open the games or whatever it is. She sends it in a baton.
Well, okay.
Like in the slowest postal service of all time. Like it makes Australia Post look efficient.
Oh, it's not Australia Post.
No. It's basically they have the lead runners go around like a relay of the baton around the world with the baton relay.
How do they get over the ocean though?
Oh, they have like flights and stuff. Like the baton goes on a flight. Like the flame does too, right?
Yeah.
But basically goes around the world and like they'll have all these tours and, you know, here's the baton with the Queen's letter that she won't open till the day.
Oh, really?
It's the stupidest idea ever.
Wow.
The flame, I get the flame. The flame's got like...
That's got like...
excitement history, to it and that, but like... It's like watching a postman walk by with a letter.
Oh, that's boring.
Like, I'm glad we missed it.
Yeah.
I think it's the best thing ever.
If you miss the baton, does it say, sorry, you got to pick it up after 4 p.m.?
See, that's right. We turned up with your baton.
You weren't home.
At home. Maybe that's what happened. We weren't home at the time. Was anyone actually in MacArthur that time?
I don't, probably not.
That's probably happened, of course. And it even looks like a random, like, would you take pride in holding around a baton?
No,
like,
the flame you do, though, because that's like, that's legendary.
Because you can't stuff it up. You know, it's a bit of skill. And
exactly. Do you reckon people will believe that the flame's lit the whole entire time? It's the same flame?
There's backup flames, though.
Do you reckon?
There is backup flames.
No, I reckon they take it out at night and then obviously do a new one. And
no, they put it into a cordon at night.
And then I don't think it's the same flame.
Yeah.
No.
It's from the Greek goddess.
Yeah, I believe that, but...
The Greek gods of sun.
They do, yeah, yeah. Of Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus.
Of
yeah.
Mount Olympus, yes.
Mount Olympus, yeah.
That's where it started. That's where
so
Olympus started.
So I think the only solution to this, Steve, I think it's very simple. Next Commonwealth game should be in Campbelltown.
Yeah, that's it. Campbelltown Stadium.
Gold Coast can host them, so can Campbelltown.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Because it's a really shit event.
They can have swimming
It's the event that is for, like, shitty places like the Gold Coast. They can't get any real events.
To be fair, the Gold Coast, yeah, it's not that nice.
Like, more like, when was the last
what city? Events do they have at the Commonwealth? Okay, well, cool.
It's like the Olympics, but a poor man's one. It's just invites
the sack racing.
No. Oh, they have royal weddings at 10 paces. No, they basically have like, it's like a toned down Olympics. Like okay. It has like lawn bowls and
that's boring.
Athletics and swimming and some hockey events. Like all Commonwealth
Gold
games.
Gold Coast can keep that.
All the
grass hockey and things like that.
Yeah, like all the great games of the Commonwealth.
I might skip that.
And then all the countries that are in the Commonwealth turn up.
Oh, dude.
Which is hardly any.
Like equestrian and things like that.
So basically it's Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
And England.
In England.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a whole bunch of people from Africa.
Oh, so it's like badminton and crap like that.
Yeah. It's where the Empire used to be, right? Even India turns up.
Do they?
Because they've had the Commonwealth, right?
That's terrible. Yeah, that's
terrible. Remember right, the Commonwealth,
yeah. Oh, I'm very patriotic.
Remember the Empire?
Yeah.
Greek Macedonians don't understand, yeah.
No, we only want the ancient Olympics. That's what we want that.
So is that your thing? Unless it's a real deal?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
None of this lawn bowls.
I do think they're lacking relevance.
Yeah, they are
these days.
Maybe stop it for a couple of years.
Well, actually, I think they were almost going to.
Oh.
The only thing that keeps it alive now is all these second tier cities want to like host it because it's kind of like having a big event. Because
it brings in like money, right?
Because the Olympics aren't going to come to the Gold Coast, right? Beijing, London,
maybe, Melbourne, maybe. Melbourne and Sydney again, maybe. But.
Maybe, but we've done it already. Brisbane wants them.
I reckon Brisbane could do it.
They could do anything.
Yeah. They're not going to get it, but...
Give it a whirl, Brisbane. It's like Istanbul. They always wanted to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Try the Little Leagues Cup or something.
Try the FIFA World Cup and just pay them lots of money.
We heard Australia won't get it anyway.
If you pay lots of money, they will.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
you'll pay enough, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now, Campbelltown State Labor MP Greg Warren.
Wazza,
he's leading a push to give truckies delivering bread, milk and cream the same rights as other transport workers.
What, they can call their trucks Trucky Meat Truck Face?
I don't know what he's talking about. He's...
I love my milk with my Trucky Meat Truck Face.
He said two local Tip Top delivery drivers approached him last year with concerns about their workplace conditions. One driver had worked for 2 months straight. They also raised issues about pay and public safety.
Then work somewhere else.
Go work somewhere. Yeah, exactly. Because sorry, these guys, are, the problem is they're subcontractors, so they've got no legal framework. And it's,
but you can work somewhere else.
You can get a job somewhere else, right? Go to like get a job like driving for Audis or Woolworths or Coles or something, you know. Yeah, but it's because it's legal. That's why they don't know what to do. You can't change it.
So what's Wazza going to do?
Wazza, he's just going to try. He's going to go to Parliament and complain.
Oh, that'd be good.
They yeah, that's it.
What, in the front door? Just let you out.
Yeah. Please
buttercup.
Please let me
fix my buttercup.
Where's the milkman? I've got an issue.
Barnaby Joyce might be able to help him out. Anyway, public, private, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, Oran Park Public School's 4 years old, but guess it's got a problem, Steve.
What happened?
It's too small. It's at 150% capacity. It's got dozens of mountables because somehow the government didn't figure out, even though they... Here's how smart the government is. They stoned all this area, decided to build all this housing.
Yeah.
Then they built the school. But then the school wasn't big enough for...
They didn't realise the boom, right?
They didn't realise people might live in these houses. Oh. With children, obviously.
What did they think was going to happen?
The demountables are air conditioned, so that's quite nice. They're clean. I don't know. Demountables are always a big controversial issue.
Yeah.
I think I had a demountable once. Like, I avoided most of my time at school. Did you have a demountable?
Did I? At primary school I did, yes.
What, did it change your life?
Didn't even notice. I was young. I didn't know.
Of course you would have known.
How would I know? I go to school and learn. I don't know if...
What did you not realise the building didn't have bricks?
No, I did not care.
Did you not realise? I didn't. I realised.
Did you care?
I didn't care either way.
No. Did it change your life?
No, demountables back in those days.
No, we had the fibro ones, though.
Yeah, they didn't have, like, didn't have air conditioning.
No.
But to be fair, they didn't have fans. The fans were...
That's right, they didn't have fans.
They were a bit more not nice as the brick buildings were cooler.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, of course, because the bricks, they'd make it more cooler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it was, like, in summer not so good. But to be fair, like, in Sydney, the summer goes for, like, what, in the school year, what, you know, what, a week of December and a week of February?
Yes, and that's it.
I didn't die. I still learned.
You're here?
I'm still here.
I didn't die.
You smart?
Yeah, I believe so.
You know where bricks are now? I do. Demountables?
I always knew what bricks were.
Okay, just checking.
I live in a brick house.
Wow. So I think that's going to be there for a while. I think the government did announce they're putting some more funding into that school, obviously, because...
They need it, right?
Yeah. But I think demandables are fine. I don't know. They'll get up
and down. Don't say the big deal.
You're never always going to get the right number of people in the school at any point in time. There's always going to be times where you need to put a demandable at one and not another.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're wasting money.
That's it. And they love wasting money.
What are you saying, waste money? Come
just
on.
Saying. The government like wasting money on crap.
Come on. What Super Bowl ad?
Yeah. Wasn't that a great expense? But you could buy a Super Bowl ad, though, Glenn, because have you checked your Powerball ticket this week?
No, I didn't buy one.
Oh, okay. Well, if you happen to buy a Powerball ticket at a Camden news agency...
Don't normally shop at Camden either.
...then you could be $3 million richer because no one has claimed the prize yet.
Oh. I'm gonna... Another guy, too, apparently, sorry, $55
million. Yeah.
I checked all my tickets. I don't have one.
No, I don't usually buy Powerball, but...
I don't buy them in Melbourne either.
No, I just don't buy any of them, but... Yeah, apparently Powerball drew the number.
I don't think I bought one for a year either. I don't think I bought Powerball, like, any of those tickets.
What about Scratchies? You buy Scratchies?
Oh, Scratchies are stupid.
You don't like winning those $2?
No, this is, like, ridiculous. This is, like, you never win it. I used to work at a news agency back in the day.
They're scams, right? Scratchies are scams.
Basically, you just lose money.
Yeah.
Like, all those are the same, too. But there is a hope that one person wins something nice.
People feel good when they win those $2 or, like, a free ticket or something. Or...
It's just... Because they always come back and say, I'll take $2, I'll get you another one. And it's like, oh, what's going to happen here? You lose. Yeah. Oh, what a surprise.
Damn.
Who could see that coming? Who would ever know that was
you, going? The one that's selling it to them?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Actually, it's really immoral.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. Now, an Ed's teenager never gave up hope that he would find his pet dog, Lucy. He finally found it. And the reason he has the guide dog is because the owner from Ayrs was having epileptic seizures, and the dog is there to help him. So he finally found it, reunited it with it on Monday after local residents found it, because it turned up at the Campbelltown Lost and Found. Oh, actually, no, this is weird. Okay, so he got his dog back after residents on the Campbelltown Lost, Found, and Injured Pets Facebook page reported seeing the dog.
There's a Lost, Found, and Injured Facebook
page. Let me say that again. There's a Campbelltown Lost, Found, and Injured Pets Facebook page.
And we thought the Russians were dodgy.
Oh, my God. That's a tongue twister right there. So, yeah, they found it and they reunited
them. It wasn't fake news. It was true.
No, it was real news.
Wow.
That's a real Facebook page.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Ludham Showground is back. The horses will be back. The Ludham Show's back.
I've never heard of it.
No, they had a Ludham Show.
No.
I never knew they had one, but they do. Next weekend, the 114th show will be held. 2 days of horses and cattle and breeders. It's basically one of the warm-up events to the Easter show. There'll be wood chipping, local homebrew, flowers, photography, art, needlework. The best scarecrow.
Ooh.
Could be your chance there, Steve.
Excellent.
And Lego designs.
Lego?
Yeah, Lego designs.
Okay.
It's like random. Scarecrow and Lego designs go together, right?
See, they should build a scarecrow out of Lego.
That is my
I'm going to do that and take that there.
Actually, that's brilliant. You win two in one whole thing. Best Lego and best scarecrow. What would you put it into?
Knock two out with one stone.
There you go. So that's on next weekend. Take your Lego scarecrow down there now. More details at poddomshow.com.au.
Now, speaking of investing in Tourism Australia, the Wollondilly Council is investing in their local area, hoping to attract tourists to their large scenery of the outback and bushland. Now, I don't know about Wollondilly Shire, but I don't think...
Give it a whirl. Take a shot.
They could try, but I don't think they're going to get the exposure that they're thinking. They're thinking of, you know, people to come here for trips, and they've got great accommodation, and it's a nice sightseeing. And
well, interesting enough, they've got their first tourist so far. They've attracted Dr. Nitschke. Dr. Philip Nitschke, he's the first doctor in the world to perform assisted suicide in Northern Territory, the famous doctor. He's the director of Exit International. He's in the Hudson Highlands as part of his workshop tour.
Well, Glenn, I don't think they're going to be promoting that. Come watch the guy kill other people.
Yes, basically, let's watch. So the national tour is apparently, there's a high demand for him to be present for peaceful arrival solutions to end the life of the elderly and seriously ill.
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, he skirts around these laws. It's basically because obviously he's not legal in New South Wales, so he's trying to, you know, do that. So he's going around the local areas. Down at Mittagong today, which was on February the 10th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what a cheery workshop. All I can say, lock up your grandparents. Lock up all those people. Lock up your parents because he's in town.
He'll be trying to workshop stuff for you.
I don't know how you sign up to something like that, though.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm torn on that issue, but...
Sounds interesting. I wouldn't go.
No, it's not interesting. No, it's kind of depressing.
Oh, it's very depressing.
I find the whole topic really...
euthanasia and things like that, yeah.
Like, I'm not against it.
No, they have a right. They can do what they like.
Like, if people are really terminally only in, like, really...
Yeah.
Like, that's fair enough, but mate, it's creepy, though.
But I wouldn't have workshops on it and say, hey, come see how it works.
It's like, well,
who wants to be the test subject?
TAFE is not taking these workshops on, thankfully, but their Campbelltown campus might be being given the terminal illness treatment. It could be sold off for a business park, according to state government. The map, this famous map and the designs of the new Department of Planning that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, does kind of indicate some of the site for the TAFE will be sold off for a business park.
Oh, wow.
Which basically is in line with government policy to basically make TAFE pretty much irrelevant.
Yeah.
And replace it with private colleges, which has pretty much been the case. Now, TAFE didn't have any answers to the questions, of course. They're still committed to the full blah, blah, blahs.
Yeah.
They'll be consulting with the planning department about the impact. WASA said there's no official policy, but they will not flog off TAFE for development. So they reckon they won't do that. But,
okay.
Would they?
They probably will.
They'll sell off something else.
Yeah.
They might sell off something else. Because it's not like the Labor Party's never sold anything off before.
No, they wouldn't do that.
But they come out like high and mighty, we never sold anything off, like Qantas, Telstra.
Whoops.
I don't think they sold Telstra off. Or did they sell Telstra off? I don't think they did. I'll take that back.
Did they?
I think they've done Qantas and Commonwealth Bank. They sold Commonwealth Bank. And that went so well.
Yeah, people love privatisation.
Well, it did if you were a shareholder and bought the stock.
Oh, yeah, of course. It would
have been ecstatic.
Just saying.
$2 to 100.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, Narellan Road is near its completion in a matter of months. All the upgrades that started in July 2014. I think that's what a lot of residents are going to say, Glenn.
First response, thank.
Yeah, that's right. An RMS spokesman said that the finishing touches, such as signage and final line marking and traffic signal work.
How long does it take to put a line down?
Oh, I don't know. It shouldn't be that long. Completed prior to opening all lanes to the traffic. So it is nearly done.
Now, here's a big question, Steve.
Yes, Glenn.
What will people bitch about after Narellan Road's finished?
Traffic jams.
Narellan Road.
Yeah. There's not enough lanes.
Then we want an upgrade, then they get the upgrade, the language about the upgrade. Oh, people can't please.
Oh, if they're not complaining in Campbelltown, honestly, they're complaining in Wollondilly, Glenn. Wollondilly. People are not happy. They want to do their tourism boom. They want people to come. However, some residents are complaining because it's a rubbish wasteland.
Really?
Yeah, apparently people just like to use it as a dumping ground for excess waste, which is kind of gross. Appin and Wilton areas are very popular spots for dumping waste. And that sounds so horrible, right? People are just like taking poos everywhere.
Wow.
No, I
meant, see Picton.
I meant rubbish waste, obviously.
Right, okay, just checking. Dub in a dumper.
I think that should be a scheme, dub in a dumper. Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you see on dumping, you can dub them in.
Oh, really? Just walk into someone's house.
Not that type of dumping.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
Would you?
Professional.
In Picton, though, good news in Picton. There's some good news out of that shire at the moment, Wollondilly, is Picton's, apparently, Jeans for Jeans Day is the top school of the whole state. They donated $6,000 almost.
That's good.
The 25th anniversary of Jeans for Jeans this year.
I like Jeans for Jeans Day. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I always liked that at high school. Jeans for Jeans Day.
Oh, I like jeans. Every day.
Well, I'm wearing jeans right now, but I didn't donate. So.
I'm wearing shorts. It's summer. Come on, Steve.
Glenn, it's freezing.
That's true. The air conditioning needs to be adjusted.
Yeah, the air conditioning needs to be crazy. Anyway. Now, a 34-year-old man in Macquarie Fields has been charged after he had a loaded pistol and 14 cannabis plants in his home.
Okay.
Oof.
Not related.
Sounds like an eventful day for him. Yeah. He's going to be heading to Campbelltown Court on Monday, March the 5th. Not good. Drug possession and weapon, right?
Yeah, I think they do buy one. Don't do buy one, get one free.
Buy four cannabis plants and get a pistol.
Get a pistol charge for nothing.
I don't think.
Actually, no, I take that back. I think they do.
They probably do.
Because actually, if you actually end up like getting on too many offenses at the one time, they are known. They can only give so many fines.
It's a package deal, right?
Yeah, you can't otherwise, if you have one for each plant, you'd be there for life.
Well,
and then we have to pay for their taxpayer to let them to be in
prison. It's like the sport therapist guy, right? You got 500 years or whatever, and then 77.
And your dude was paroled in 2,450. Yeah.
And then after that, 77 years.
What a scumbag he was.
Oh, yeah, he took advantage.
He's listed in sport, but he's a scumbag.
He took advantage of those children, and what a asshole, honestly.
Steve, such language.
Just lucky it's a podcast. We can say what we like. I wouldn't use that language on radio, obviously, but.
So can I go back about Narellan Road again?
You can say whatever you like, Glenn.
The podcast should be classy.
Yeah, we try and keep it classy a little. But he was a horrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and anyway. You got anything else?
That's it.
One more Wild West moment. MacArthur, Camden Rugby, they're going to be hosting an annual MacArthur International Under-10s Rugby Tournament. I mean, that's good. Good for them. We need more tournaments in the local area.
Love tournaments.
For rugby. It's the third time, apparently.
When was the first time?
Two years ago, I guess.
I didn't realise.
So that's going to be coming to the local area. Good for them. More sport for the young people. And
The more sport, the better.
It kicks off next Saturday at the Camden Rugby Park. And the winning team gets $5,000 and it will go to charity.
Is that all?
Things.
That's quite a lot, actually.
I mean, it's good. It's better than nothing, so.
That's the Wild West for another week.
That's it. Yeah.
if that ever wasn't a famous tune, you may remember that from the previous show 50 years ago, known as...
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
The Bush Kangaroo. I love
Skippy. Look at that. 50 years of Skippy saving lives and...
speaking kangaroo to people that no one understood.
Yeah.
Except random children.
I liked Skippy when I was younger.
It was a bit of a weird show, though.
How weird?
Because it was like the most unreal life Skippy of all time.
Well, I mean...
they didn't even bother trying. It's like they got to the bit where, like, could we make him a real puppet? Nah, bugger it. No one will know.
We'll just use a brown glove.
Brown glove and just go around and...
that's...
it was bizarre.
You nailed the whole series right there, Glenn.
That's the whole series, yeah, basically. This whole... it's so bad.
Because I don't think Skippy was able to save people from, you know,
anything. A
helicopter crash or something, whatever it was, that episode.
The famous helicopter crash episode. Everyone remembers that one.
There was quite a lot of insane episodes, Glenn. I don't know if you're aware of this, but...
oh, you mean the helicopter there, Skippy?
Really? Yeah. Quick, get the rope, Skippy, and then Skippy will get the rope and then bring him up. And then,
yeah, and just knew how to communicate with people.
Fly the helicopter.
Natural communicator.
Yeah.
I reckon he could go for president.
I'd vote for him.
I'd vote for him.
Yeah.
That's boom! It. Oh, they went North Korea. Shit.
Oh, that's okay.
Should have understood what that guy was saying in the first place. But I don't know. But I don't think I like when they actually made it into a real cartoon and he actually had animation.
That is my problem.
That was weird.
That's my problem with these children's programming these days. Bananas in pajamas. It's all animated now.
I know. It's not the real deal.
No.
Could you imagine something as good as Mr. Squiggle anymore?
Mr. Squiggle wouldn't pass the censors anymore, I don't
Why?
Think. He's just the way he's built.
His nose.
Really? Yeah, I don't think he would, to be honest.
That's so offensive.
Just say, why do you think Humphrey's not on air anymore?
Well, talking about offensive, this guy.
I'm the man. Get me out of here.
There yes. we go. Clapped off the field like an injured sportsman.
How can you disagree with the man?
The man. He's a man. He's a tough man.
He's a man. He's gonna go, he lasted a whole 12 days in the jungle.
What is going on? This is the weirdest season ever. Like, they're all leaving. Who's left?
Oh, there's still quite a lot left.
Yeah, but who's left, Steve?
People that we actually know?
They're the only two I knew.
You know Shannon Noll.
Oh, Shannon Noll. You interviewed him the other week. So.
I did.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. Very Aussie bloke. He's a nice guy. Very yeah. good guy.
You didn't tell you he was going in the jungle. I think it's been on
no. Fire. I could have had the world exclusive scoop
because that's what the world needs to know.
Shannon Noll's going to be in
the Pentagon Papers,
the cabinet, cabinet, whatever.
Cabinet papers, yeah, and then yeah. Shannon Noll's on.
Shannon Noll's on,
and he's still there. He's the tough man there.
Oh, is he?
He's toughed out Tomek. He's toughed out Mundine. The man himself.
Yeah, the man's gone. Like the man's gone, who's left?
Does that make Shannon Noll the man?
Well, I don't know. That I think Peter Rosewarne might disagree, or... no, Danny Green's still there. He's the next man.
He's Danny Green?
Boxer. Him and Mundine had that big feud, that
oh,
big boxing...
yeah.
The Green versus Mundine, that's remember true. That whole
the
thing?
The fight of the century or something.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's why Mundine left, because he couldn't handle being around Danny Green, but...
Well, he explained it really well, you know, about why he left, you know. He's a tough man.
I know who I am. I'm a strong man, you know. I ain't quit for nothing. I was the show. Let's get it straight. You know what I mean? For the first 2 weeks, I was, or first week and a half, I was the show. It wasn't Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. It was the Mundine show.
One of the...
he's so modest. I love his modesty. It was the Mundine. I didn't even know until he got kicked out he was on the show.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I had no idea he was actually there. See, the only guy I knew that was there was Tomek, right?
Yeah, Tomek, of course. Yeah.
And I watched Skogglebox this week, which came back this week. Very exciting.
Oh, and they reviewed
it. And obviously they only reviewed Tomek. He didn't appear to be anywhere in the show.
He clearly didn't do anything noteworthy then.
No.
Wow.
Obviously Tomek was the week one of the show. Mundine was week two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they actually did a week. Yeah, 7 days after.
I don't know who's going to leave next week. I'm going to vote these people out.
Oh, I think that's they're going about this the wrong way. It's like, who's going to leave?
Yeah.
Not how long will they stay?
We're going to get kicked out before... we're going to leave before we get kicked out.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't want to get kicked out. They would have ruined their reputation.
Who are they getting voted off by, though?
Themselves. They voted off themselves.
Oh, do they?
Yes. No, I think they get voted off by a poll or something. You can vote them out for a phone
So it's
poll.
Like Survivor, they do that.
It's like Survivor. Oh, but it's not. Is it a jungle with celebrities?
I don't think they're in a jungle.
And with challenges, unlike Survivor, which is a jungle, sometimes it's celebrities with challenges.
It's usually just normal people, yeah.
Normal people, normally. Well, this guy's not normal. He did get a lot of criticism. Joe Mo from The Telegraph interviewed him. This was his post-interview. Got into some dicey territory later on.
the things and the controversies that stirred up after you went in the jungle, so you didn't know about it or don't know about it until now, was your comments on homosexuality.
I don't care if you're gay or not, to be honest.
He doesn't care.
That's good. That's how it should be.
Nice. Doesn't care.
See, I knew Mundine had a soul.
He doesn't care. Or does he care?
I don't know.
Honest, doesn't worry me. Because the creator will judge you later. So it's got nothing to do with me. I was brought up for it to be forbidden anyway, the way I was brought up. I believe it's a choice. Everything's a choice. If I was in society, right? If we were living in a society, just like in the Aboriginal culture, so same thing, that homosexuality is forbidden and you do it and the consequences are capital punishment, death, you think you're going to do it? Or think twice of doing it? Hell no, I won't quit. Even if I was born like it. I mean, that's the only way to deter the problem. They're not going to be happy until you have primary school kids being gay.
Who's...
Wow. Do you think he voted no?
Yeah, I think
he might have voted no.
Until primary school kids are gay.
Well, he should move maybe to Saudi Arabia where they're... Like, I reckon they'd love the man in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah?
He sounds like... Maybe he's going for a Saudi Arabian gig.
I'm a Saudi Arabia, get me out of here.
Boy, I think you're getting out of Saudi Arabia, but nonetheless, that seemed a bit harsh.
Yeah, he really went on there, didn't he? I'm glad he's out.
There's a problem. It's kind of, it actually is true in some parts of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the Quran to the nth degree where they do,
yeah,
that's actually the belief of the Quran, so it's actually not a surprising view. But it did outrage the outrage cycle, everyone going, oh my God, he said this.
Oh, were they angry?
Yeah, but, you know, well, it's mundane. What do you think?
Well, they know what he's like. He's controversial. He likes to speak his mind.
Yeah. And as I think a few people called him, vile human being, pathetic little loser.
Oh.
So I always like those little mature responses to people like that.
Yeah.
He's a loser.
He's pathetic.
Well,
like, you're only better than the one that's, you know, doing the...
He's a bit pathetic, though.
Oh, yeah. He's not the greatest upstart citizen, but...
But he's the man.
He's the man, Glenn. He's better than anyone else.
He's the quitter. He's the man.
He is the man.
Which he'd be very upset. I know he's a big Home and Away fan as well.
Oh, massive Home and Away news, Glenn. He's
Alf spreading a rumour.
Alf spreading... Is it Alf? No, Home and Away has confirmed it's gay character coming to the bay.
Is it Alf?
Ooh. I don't know if it's Alf.
I don't think it is, but...
Are they going
to? But then again, he says a lot about it. It's already happening. The storyline's coming up.
Well, are they going to have a new, like, themed slogan now? Gay coming to the bay? Like, just saying. Like, I don't know.
Apparently, they have had them in the past, but it always causes controversy. Apparently, they got edited out once back in the
day. Of course, two characters kissed, right?
Yeah, apparently. I think it was two girls kissed or something.
It was two guys or something.
Two guys, a girl? It was
Charlie
and Joey.
Been Neighbours. Neighbours had the two
Maybe,
guys.
I don't know. I've not been catching up on the kissing.
Oh, no, wait. Neighbours had a bisexual... I don't know.
Oh, they've got all the time in Neighbours now. It's kind of their...
That's the hip thing to do, right? Yeah. Bi and gay. Yeah.
So apparently they have now got the... that's going to be...
That's right. That
Mundine won't be watching, I guess.
They had a gay couple on Home and Away in 2009. That's right.
Soon they're going to have a straight couple on just to keep the balance right.
Oh, it's getting too confusing. Everyone's gay or bi now. What does it matter?
And that grumpy guy off... on an unrelated topic, but the guy Fraser. The grumpy dad.
Fraser?
You remember Fraser, the TV show back in the
90s? Yeah. Oh, the dad.
Dad, he's dead.
Oh, really?
He died this week.
That's pretty sad.
That's sad.
He was a legend.
He was the funniest part of that show.
Yeah, he was. He always sit on his couch and make quick... You know, witty.
He was the wittiest bit of all those stupid bloody psychiatrists carrying on like a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, he's doing his radio show. God, he was.
Who would do radio shows?
Oh, radio presenters are the worst. Speaking of...
Your brother psychiatrist, though, I tell you.
Now, speaking of the worst. No, not so the worst. But there's been apparently confrontation on Studio 10 between Ida and Denise.
My money's on Ida.
Yeah,
Ida would take Denise...
There's been some rumors that there's been a backstage feud. It's brewing. And apparently on a recent episode of the Studio 10 program, Ida was sitting next to Natasha instead of
Denise. They can't sit next to somebody else?
Apparently there's so much hatred that they won't even sit next to each other on the panel. Can you believe this?
Is that made up?
I think it's just a bit of blown out of proportion.
But who would you put? My money's on Ida.
Who would win that fight? Ida
by a country mile.
Really?
Ding dong? How could Ding dong win a fight? That was a doorbell.
What happens if she has a bell there?
Oh, then it's a game on. 50-50, don't know who would win that. not winning on Nine is House Husbands, Logie Award winners, big popular show.
Yeah.
Chopped, axed.
But 5 seasons of House Husbands, come on.
You know what the funny thing is why they've been axed, though? Is the government scheme that funds the producer offset scheme that runs a lot, funds a lot of programs,
yeah,
has a 65 episode cap. So the finances of any like House Husband show, once they get to 65 episodes, it becomes uneconomical.
Did they even do 65 episodes?
Apparently they did.
No.
Do you miss them all?
I mean, I didn't even watch
one episode. Well, 58, but they then couldn't make another season without getting up to the 65 limit. Then that restriction kind of makes it a financial hurdle. So a lot of programs. Sea Patrol. I know Sea Patrol was cut for this reason because Sea Patrol was an amazing show.
Yeah, that was a great show. Well, yeah, they did 50.
Oh, no, Sea Patrol was rubbish because that was the Water Rats.
You're thinking of Water Rats. Water Rats was good.
So this is how the system works, right? We finish the Water Rats and then finish that off and we've done all that. And then, like, 5 years later, you come up with Sea Patrol and call it something else.
That's a shame.
That's a scam. That shouldn't be allowed.
No. Well, I have a captain. I think Blue Healers are going to have to get onto that.
That should be. I can see, you know, Green Healers coming on next week, you know, or something else.
Green Healers.
Pick another town apart from Mount Thomas to have a crime.
Yeah, that's right. Or like Mount Isa or something.
Mount Isa. Oh, yes. Rust, Dance Academy and Offspring. They came back Offspring afterwards because it stacked up anyway. But
and Love Child recently finished as well, so.
Yeah, but I think it's 65 cat rule is a bit.
That's a bit of a.
I think rule. I agree with it in a way, though, too. If you want government support, though, you've got to make the idea viable.
Well, yeah, of course, there's no point having it.
Otherwise, you're just funding the program all along, right? It's just, then it just gets lazy and you don't do new ideas because that's where the new things you can sell come from, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, you just end up with, you know, Home and Away for 30 years. God.
That show's still going.
See? That's a new idea.
Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? Like, how much stories can they tell?
You know, it's actually funny. There's actually, nowhere in the world, I don't think anyone's actually done a new daily soap. Anywhere in the world that's been successful since the EastEnders, Shortland Street,
yeah, that's right.
Days of Our Wilderness Lives, Days whatever. Lives,
yeah.
Bold and the Beautiful.
What else?
All the stupid ones,
right?
Yeah, and Neighbours and Home and Away. Those are like Home and Away would be the youngest of all of those, and they're 30 years old now.
That's insane.
They can't think of any other ideas. Like,
how much trouble can they get into?
Can they not get like some new concept or?
Yeah.
Netflix should get onto this. I reckon.
I reckon a Netflix soap.
Netflix soap.
Ooh. That'd be good.
Just call it soap.
Just call it soap.
That's the worst idea ever.
No. Terrible.
Do you have any better ideas, Steve?
We'll move on, though. Now, the BBC has released its statistics for its most popular shows around the world.
Ooh.
I was a bit surprised about this, because in Australia, the most popular BBC show is Death in Paradise.
Bit sad.
I've never seen that show before.
Oh, yeah.
Is it any good?
BBC.
I thought it would have been Doctor Who, but. Or Sherlock or something, but no, definitely. Or
Top Gear. Oh, not Top Gear anymore. That's
no, Top Gear.
Top Gear's BBC still.
Is
Top Gear still on?
Yeah, no, it's still on, but it's not BBC anymore.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, BBC has a BBC version of Top Gear without the Top Gear guys.
Oh, that's right. The Matt LeBlanc one and things. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, it's like the second rate Top Gear.
Well, I can understand why it's not in any country's ranking because it's not that good anymore.
Would have been before, though. That would have been the most popular show.
I think it would have been worldwide. It would have been huge, yeah. But, yeah, that's... Oh, in New Zealand, Blue Planet 2. So, other than that, Dr. Foster's pretty popular in Italy. Italy loves Dr. Foster.
The Italians. Weird.
DCI Banks in Sweden. Oh. It's funny, in Poland, their favourite show is Wild New Zealand.
In Poland. Have you been to Poland, Steve? There's not much happening in Poland. Well, I can see why New Zealand's.
Oh, well, there you go. South Africa love Top Gear. That makes sense.
There we go.
That makes sense.
It's interesting how like different countries have different likes.
It does. Like in Singapore, The Story of China.
Does that make sense? They're close.
Does that make sense?
We've got a lot of Chinese people there.
And in Norway, Father Brown.
That's a bit random.
And other than that.
But it's like at the moment, SBS, I think they're actually doing something really weird. Yeah. 7:30 every night. They go from like train shows for a while to Great Bridges shows. And they're getting huge ratings on
them. Why don't they put the trains on the bridge show?
Whoa.
And blow everyone's mind.
But they're getting like 300,000 people a night watching these shows. It's like some more than like, you know, like you must be really sad. Like the project is like 600,000 people and they've got to actually think of a new idea. And this is just showing some old train journey.
Yeah, just the train from like Switzerland to wherever they're going, right? Isn't that it?
Like even the Garn show where they just like film a train going somewhere, like
that did massive numbers.
I just can't wait to have the airport line.
They put the full 17 hours on demand. It's like,
next stop Wallow Creek. Just imagine it.
They should do that. The T2 line, I
think. T2. Coming up next, the T2
line. They should honestly do
that. They can have a whole week of them.
Oh, sorry, we're delayed for half an hour.
They have a Metro line every day? Like, a whole that's another week?
So, see, that's what they should have done on community TV.
Metro lines of the world.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's peak hour.
And the massing of ants are coming to go to work again.
People watch that stuff, right? Ant nests. And see, why not?
With David Attenborough doing the commentary.
Amazing. But have, like, celebrity narrator.
Here's Jimmy coming to his slaveless job.
Yeah, yeah.
In the city, the big smoke.
Imagine CBD cameras. That would be boring.
Now, you watch the other new show on ABC, which is, you know, obviously the ABC is going to keep these ideas going.
Yeah, Squinters.
Squirties or whatever?
Squinters.
Squirties?
Squinters.
Squinters, what does that mean?
It made me want to squint watching it. Oh, I was...
What is it? What's the concept? I can't get a concept.
The concept is...
It's like a bunch of misfits.
It's about different characters on their way to work. Like, these characters carpool with employees from their...
Who carpools?
I don't know.
Like, you don't even carpool with Peter here.
No, I wouldn't. I would never...
And I hate carpooling.
Yeah, I hate carpooling. I struggle when you're in my car. No,
you gave me a lift the other day and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can give you a lift. It's on your way.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I can do that.
I can't do that. Sorry, Glenn. I mean, I'm going that way, but...
But I'm just
going
to walk right past you.
But seriously. Yeah, it's about these characters that carpool with other people on their way to work and they're talking, they're telling stories and it's a fake, obviously fake, observational series. I could not handle it, Glenn. It's if you got patience, you might enjoy it. I think it might just be the actors or the characters weren't that interesting.
Oh, come on. So who's in it? They've got some famous names in there.
Oh, they've got Jackie Weaver was in it, but I think she's just
Jackie Weaver?
Famous Australian actress. She had an Oscar nomination and things.
Is she on the ABC now?
No, I think she was a one-off, like a special guest star. That was it for that episode. Because I think if it's the same people every week, then I'm definitely not going to watch it, but...
That's not very nice.
I'm just saying, Glenn. Like, I don't find it. Well, it's like Gogglebox, but in a car.
No.
That's the best way I can explain
it. That's not going to work.
That's the way I can explain it. But they're not talking about TV. They're talking about their lives and friends and things. And
oh.
Yeah. I mean, the Indian couple were pretty funny. Other than that, no. Watch it, Glenn. You've said you got it real close. So definitely give it a watch.
Another show I think is an amazing show.
Yeah.
Is this show, and this is incredible.
And now, a message from our cartoon president.
My fellow Americans and temporarily unfurloughed non-essential federal dead weight, we are 1 year into my presidency, and it's time to finally admit I am absolutely crushing it. These past few weeks alone, I've achieved headlines with words like porn star, shithole, and cognitive function. It's showtime. I mean, I can say shithole, right? Can I say... No? We found the line for season one. So
it's a new show. Awesome show.
Donald Trump's new show here.
Donald Trump's new show. He's a cartoon president, which
kind of sounded like him, I've got to say.
Yeah. It's got a pretty good cast. Stephen Colbert is doing it as an executive producer.
Oh, nice.
One of Colbert's new thing on Showtime. It's a whole season of stuff. It's on Stan.
He's a good voice actor.
And basically it's just taking the mickey out of Donald Trump. I mean, it must be very hard to write scripts for that.
See, so. I find kind of this stuff unfair. Like,
why is it unfair?
Because they're picking on him now. They never They never did it for Obama or they Clinton or... What?
Couldn't for Obama.
But they didn't.
Maybe they could, season two.
They could.
I know, but Obama never had that kind of comical...
I know, but it just feels like they're bullying and picking, you know?
Yeah, but Donald kind of is... Like,
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but like they're going out of their way...
They wouldn't have for Hillary. Hillary would never have got one.
Yeah.
They don't have the Pope, though. They don't have the Pope Town.
That's all right. Yeah.
So, you know, the Pope and Donald Trump are now being both animated. The one thing they see eye to eye on.
Terrible. Everything else they don't.
Possibly not, no. But I think you're right, because it kind of feels like it's a one-sided argument, because it's hard to make fun of the other side if you're only taking fun.
That's why I don't watch Colbert anymore than these other late-night shows, because every time, all they do is, oh, see what Trump did this week. And
but
blah,
they
did blah,
about
blah.
Bush. They made fun of Obama, too.
Not to the extent of this.
Yeah, but it was kind of... Yeah, they did occasionally.
No.
Yeah. Every now and then.
I don't think they did.
Between
wishing death on him and his family and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. That's a bit...
Yeah, that's a bit too much.
You know, and I think some of the shows are like, it's treason, he's going to take the place to a dictatorship. Yeah.
Like, he's the worst, he's worse than Hitler and all this shit. And it's like...
Is he?
No, he's not.
Not yet.
He's nowhere near it.
He's got to do it. If he wants to get to Hitler status, he's got to move. He's got to work harder.
Yeah, he's got to start opening
camp. He's nowhere near Hitler status yet, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the show sounds funny. I'll give it a try. I'll check it out.
But I know what you're saying, because I do find there's like it's part of the media that is like, it isn't just Donald Trump. It's like, they go, la, 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 he's Hitler, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
I'm like, he didn't say anything. He just said that, like, the stock market went up.
That's it.
Hitler didn't care about the stock market.
Yeah. Did he? I don't know.
Maybe he did. Maybe he had a stock portfolio. It went bad.
I don't know. Did they even have stock back then? I don't know.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Okay.
It was the 1900s.
Just say.
Wow. Talking about wow, this is an exciting moment of current affair this week.
To be a mum. I think I'm going to have to freeze eggs at this point, which I'm willing to do and I'm looking into right now.
So you've actually made a plan?
Oh, yeah. I've made a plan. It's just the injections and all that stuff fitting into the schedule.
You're serious about that? That's not a headline.
Oh, it's not a headline. I'm definitely doing it. We're looking into it now. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, good.
Now, Steve, if you were freezing your eggs, who would you tell first?
I wouldn't tell the current affair.
Or today, tonight, if it was still around.
No, that's right.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, I think it's for headlines, obviously. She, you know.
No, it's not for headlines. She's really doing it. It's a real deal.
No, I know she's doing it. She's doing it like saying it on a current affair for headlines.
Yeah. She's putting them into her freezer right now.
Yeah. Yeah. With the tube and everything. And like,
doing it at home. She's going, I don't know. What the?
I don't know why she was on current affair, because I guess to publicize that she's not with the guy anymore, right? Isn't that it?
Is she a millionaire, too?
You were telling me. Glenn, yeah.
How's she a millionaire?
She's quite rich.
Well, could she freeze her eggs, then?
Guess she could.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I don't
know. I didn't know that. I was just going to do that. But she is going to be back on TV with Love Again, even though her love of her life didn't turn out, her millionaire that she wanted to marry.
Yeah, I know. Right? Love Island, yeah, later this year on Nine. But
the irony?
It's pretty ironic that she, you know, broke up with her, whatever, for the TV show, and then now she's going to try other people who help get them find love.
It's better than her Easter series, the Easter egg.
Mm. Ooh.
Too soon?
Out. No, that was a good one.
And also, the ABC had their AGM this week. Very exciting stuff.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the ABC's first annual public meeting. It is fantastic to see you all here this morning. I'm Michael Rowland. You might know me as the co-presenter of News Breakfast, and I'm absolutely delighted to be your host this morning.
I thought he was about to say he's an alcoholic there for a moment.
Oh my god. Did people fall asleep during that introduction?
I don't understand why, like, they had their first one. We've had AGMs here for years.
Yeah, they should start filming AGMs and put it on.
Interesting. They were a little bit more civilized.
No, they're a bit more professional in her profile, but you know, either way.
But it was interesting.
News.
Yeah, quite a lot went on, I believe. You know, they talked a lot. Yeah, talked about the future, about what's happening.
Some of the managing director, Michelle Guthrie.
The ABC's independence and its commitment to in-depth analysis and commentary has never been more valuable. And this is why a well-funded ABC is a strong ABC. No media organisation is better positioned to capitalise on the opportunities that lie ahead. We're already digital leaders. We're trusted by Australians. Our people are resourceful and open to change. And we are known for our distinctive quality program and services.
But the news must be at 7 p.m, please.
Yes, that's right. Do not change that.
Or any time on the other channel that's in every half-hour block.
Mm.
Truth?
Yeah.
Is there truth to that and not truth to that?
I don't know. I think...
They have generally more trust than most outlets in the country.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are, but not so much as they used to be.
Mm.
They're kind of losing that a little bit, I think, with the Australian public.
With some segments of the Australian public, yeah. It's into a cultural war, and they're often in a cultural war between other parts of the media. Like, and they have their blind spots, I think.
Oh, of course they do.
Which they kind of are aware of. It. Sometimes they're not really aware of. They're kind of...
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a bit, subconscious stuff, right?
They're a bit oblivious to some things, but...
Yeah. So, like, who would have like an APM? AGM? An APM?
APM, yeah.
A public meeting? It was a bit of a stunt and exercise.
Oh, of course it was.
Apparently it was trying to bring the ABC closer to their audience. They had it on a Friday morning.
Yeah, that
because their ABC audience obviously is available on a Friday morning, obviously.
Yeah, that's the thing. Were they going for business people? Were they going for the general public? Were they
I know. It's like, oh, we're having a public meeting on a Friday.
Yeah, 10 a.m. on a Friday morning at Ultimo.
At Ultimo, yes. Oh, they had some sites, you know, in Ballarat or somewhere.
But...
Some random, you know, site.
Those sites didn't matter.
400 people turned up. They're very excited.
I mean, that's pretty good. It's good
they had sandwiches and... I think they had some fruit juice there, too, I saw in the video. So actually...
Very health conscious, the ABC.
Would have went for a fruit juice, actually. I don't normally give out fruit juices, either. It must have been a special event.
Wow, they want them to
come. It was very sickly produced.
Yeah.
It actually seemed like a whole waste of money.
I think it was a very waste of money. Taxpayers, right?
They could have just went on like Facebook Live or something.
Just Michelle could have done it in a studio or something, or from an office.
Yeah, and got questions from the public at a time convenient to most of the public.
That's it. A light Facebook.
Why do you have to have a whole big, you know, event with cameras?
Do a Facebook Live Q&A or whatever.
Not that they're resistant to change, Dave.
ABC. Oh, they're trying to get into the future. They call it ABC 2.0.
Oh, that's clever. No one's ever thought of that before.
No, who's never heard of Web 2.0 or...
Anything 2.0. What about 3.0? Move on.
Yeah, get with the times, ABC.
I would have went 3.0. Just really proved the point.
I guess it's trying to good that they're doing more digital and whatnot. The
biggest revelation, though, was a CFO who came up with the biggest scandaling fact.
Oh, really?
Is apparently the ABC is now half price.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, it used to be 8 cents a day. Now it's only 4 cents a day.
I mean, that's good.
With inflation... Now, I don't know how they calculated that, whether they included inflation.
Does that include a GST?
I think it's a bit of a dodge there. I actually think they still cost 8 cents. Oh, because more population, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it'd be cheaper. Yeah.
Because their funding's been pretty static, so...
Didn't they get more funding recently, though?
Yeah, but it's still... Relatively, governments haven't increased their funding much more than inflation.
Ah,
so
okay.
As a proportion per capita, yes, it has been decreasing, but most public broadcasters in the world...
Mm.
Like, one of their bad sets they brought out to is, like, you know, they're not as... funded as the BBC.
No, they've got billions, right?
But the BBC is funded by a license fee, not by a tax subsidy direct. So actually having a TV is how they funded it.
And I don't think they'll get as much as they would from the government if they did do a licensing fee. But
no, they would. Although it depends how you set up the system. Okay. But we've always had a more commercial system in Australia.
Yeah.
Been a lot more commercial broadcasts.
Maybe we need a licensing fee.
No, I don't think so. I'm happy with no more fees.
You pay for your TV anyway, Glenn, so what does it matter?
I have TV already. I don't need to pay more TV. Channel 9 too, having a good year.
What happened?
Apparently got their highest revenue for 13 years.
Wow.
A bit of upswing.
Is that because of all their top reality programs, I'd assume? They're doing really well.
Imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes sense. Network 7 can now be found on your Alexa devices and your Google Assistant and Google Home. So if you want to listen to 6 p.m. news, you can do that now. Alexa, play the news.
Because I'm too lazy to go to my TV on.
I prefer to watch Mark Ferguson face to face, you know. I prefer to watch him.
A bit creepy when he's hitting you.
That's a bit creepy, right? I prefer to watch Mark face to face.
I want to see you, Mark. Please don't hide.
No.
Channel 10 might be getting a global talent show to the world's best.
Wow, really?
What a great idea for a... That must take a long time in the focus group to figure that out.
World's best. They're going to have to go through a lot of people.
They've got the best and the world. Oh, world's best.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's just a rumour they'll probably have it because obviously they're in the CBS family now. So it's most likely.
I assume they're going to do a lot more talent programs and things.
Oh, not more talent programs.
They're very popular for CBS in America.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
They're cheap to make.
No.
They're much more cheaper than dramas, that's for sure.
That is true.
Comedy's very cheap. Half-hour comedy.
And they're all on streaming services now anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they can do, like, compared to like half-an-hour dramas are very cheap as well and whatnot, but... Yeah.
And also, in Justin from the Winter Olympics too, one of the first medals has been announced.
Defending gold medalist Yuri Podlyachuk, the man known they call iPod, Yuri Podlyachukov, has withdrawn from the event after failing to recover.
Yep, so iPod winning a medal there, I think.
iPod won.
No, did iPod win or lose? I don't know.
I said he withdrew, didn't he, or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I might have messed that up. But nonetheless, bit of a bad moment there on the telecast. They kind of had a bit of a stuffy.
Oh.
Probably was the biggest thing that's happened today.
Really?
I'm sure there was some athletic activity or something. I'm sure someone got a medal.
Are people doing sport? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
what's the Olympics about?
As long as no one broke their ankle, it's all good.
They try and beat records, right? That's what the Olympics is about, right? Just beating records.
Faster, stronger, better.
Well, yeah, because you want bragging rights.
Of course.
That's why that truce, Olympic truce, doesn't mean anything. Just saying.
Wow.
No, it does mean something, obviously, because then there'll be like people dying and killing and things.
Anything else on TV, Steve? No, we'll save the world's problems.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn, Mad Mick, and Steve.
And Steve, you're here as well.
I'm here, but no Peter.
No Peter.
Who's Lucky. Steve?
Me. Well, you haven't been here for so long, Mick. I'm Steve, that's Glenn.
Yeah. I thought it was Clark Kent to you because he was a bloke wearing glasses. Oh.
Where's he gone?
He's flown off somewhere.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, not talking about tricking us, Mad Mick is mad about this.
All three services, in every respect. And what this is doing is, for the first time, establishing a solid, continuing Australian defence industry in Australia. Not since wartime have we seen such a level of investment in our defence forces, and in particular in our Navy. Now, what we want to do is make sure that we export more defence technology and more of the product of our defence industry. Tell us, Australia.
Right, so here's what we're going to do.
Tell
us. We're not in a war. I'm following Timber's logic here. We're going to build some more weapons and export the weapons.
Yeah, to kill someone else.
Hold on. Wow.
But like, if you want to defend yourself, why would you send the weapons overseas?
That's right.
So just as a basic principle, I'm going to take all these weapons and send them overseas and I'll be safer.
These are being warmongers. If they wanted to build an industry...
It's like saying, oh, that's my nunchucks, my neighbour, and I haven't spewed up the fence. Yeah.
If they wanted to build an industry, they could have built the rocket industry from the 50s. We were the second or third country in the world to launch a rocket. We were the second in the world to have computers. And these people just left... They were advised by the people who were designing and building them in the country, saying, oh, you're no good, you can't do this, you haven't got the population, you haven't got the smartness.
What about the theory, though, Mick, where you've got, like, all these countries that are well-stocked and militarily strong, then no one will attack anybody else because they're too scared of what happens?
To me, that's a furphy.
But it's true, that's one of the arguments, right, they have.
They did that in the Second World War.
How did that happen?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, right, okay, didn't work.
Adolf Hitler built up, and what did Winston Churchill do?
He built up as well.
He built up, he saw what was happening.
Mm.
So,
is that happening in the world again today now?
Yes, it is.
Mm.
And there's still wars happening everywhere else.
The lowest it's been in a long time.
We've been in a war for 14 or 17 years.
In Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. Yeah.
But generally, warfare is not affecting like it did in World War II and... One, it's not affecting the population.
It is affecting us because we've got terrorism.
Not to the...
We've got terrorism. And that's what caused...
Terrorism's overrated.
Terrorism's given too much bloody attention.
Yeah.
No, but this is what has caused...
They take credit for everything.
And then they take
exactly.
away...
Exactly. Anyone who blows anything up anymore is like, was it you?
Yeah, Islamic State has taken responsibility.
They took responsibility for Ferry McFerryface the other day.
Yeah.
But this way...
Remember, his name got changed.
This terrorism, they've taken away our rights. They've taken away a lot of our rights. Just because of terrorism. If they didn't go into Afghanistan, if they didn't go into the other wars they fought in the Middle East, they wouldn't have had the problem. If the Americans would have pulled back out of the Middle East and kept their bases outside the Middle East, the terrorism wouldn't have gone as bad.
Right. I don't know about that. I think the terrorism
in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, who paid for the people to fight the Russians? The Americans.
But do you really think all those people that really hate America and hate the world would still not have hated the world anyway?
Yes.
There's some terrorists there that would still have been there anyway.
Yeah, but
they've just got now a brand name, right? That's what's happening. They come out and say, we're part of this group.
You don't give money to people to fight other people. And when it happens, when the Russians
got sent out... pretty much every war since the Second World War, though, right? Every war's been a proxy war between some of the great powers.
Yeah, but
War, Vietnam War.
We've never won any of those wars.
No one's won any of those wars.
And the horrendous problems they create, just for example, a soldier coming back, that affects three generations of his family. Three generations.
So what about the latest threat we now have is North Korea, Kim Jong-orangutan.
All we have to do is...
Oh, sorry, that's the other guy, the orangutan, right? But the crazy guy.
Yeah, the rocket man you've
called. Rocket man, little rocket man, big rocket man, whatever he wants to call himself. How do you deal with that?
Okay, the best way to do
it... Do you just ignore him and not pay any attention and just say...
No, the best way to do...
Your weapons, that military parade...
The best way is wipe out all nuclear weapons. That's what he's scared of.
How do you wipe out all nuclear weapons?
We all sign an agreement, get rid of all your nuclear weapons.
Come on.
He's not going to agree to it.
If everyone gets rid of their nuclear weapons, why we have a nuclear crisis.
How do you know to get rid of all their nuclear weapons?
Yeah,
you have
they're not going to trust them.
Do you really think the Americans are going to say, we've got all our
Americans
now?
American.
Do you think they'll keep a couple down the back of some cave somewhere, down the back of the Rocky Mountains somewhere?
There's enough nuclear weapons to wipe out the world so many times.
It's 2 minutes to midnight, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
If they want to stop wars, find out the problems, instead of spending money on weapons, spend it on making people equal, making people having things that they'll keep and they'll keep and they'll be saying, I don't want to have a war, I've got too much to lose. That's how you do it.
They don't think about that.
That's what you have
I
to
think people
about.
Do. Most people don't want war, right?
No, but, of course people don't want war, but they don't think about that.
But the people in charge may.
Yeah.
They don't think about
like,
that.
Like, you know, Kim Jong-il doesn't really care. He's got everything. Who cares about anyone else?
Yeah, exactly.
But if you give everyone else a thing, that's what China's worried about, because now China, their poor, or a lot of their poor have been coming up in the world with wages,
yeah.
with what they own. And if they have a war, they'll lose so much. And they don't want to be in the same situation.
Which is why it's one of the theories of world peace is basically at the moment why much of the world is peaceful is because India and China aren't going to argue with each other because if they blow each other up, they lose all the trade and they lose all the things they have.
Yeah.
Oh, but what they...
You know, the economic affluence of the world these days in some parts of the world.
Mm. But what is happening is you always have to have an enemy. America had Russia.
We've got so many at the moment.
Yeah,
America. We've got Russia, we've got North Korea.
So they have to...
We've got...
New Zealand,
we hate them.
Tasmania.
And what happens is, if you want...
The eastern suburbs of Sydney.
If you want to break...
someone take them out.
If you want to break a recession, what happens? You start a war. That's,
oh, but it's rubbish, Nick.
What happened in the... What happened
just print
in
some
the,
more money.
In
easier.
The first war, in the first Great Depression in the 30s, they started a war. What happened when America wanted... do other things when they had a recession, they start a war or start selling stuff to other people.
I think it's a simplistic argument, Mick. I think you're taking the mickey there.
Oh. Yeah.
No,
recession we had to have, let's blow up New Zealand.
Right.
Yeah, let's start a war.
Hmm. That's what they were doing.
Well, that's not
if
good.
If we're not careful, we won't exist in the next 10 years.
We will.
Because everyone's...
I'll bet you 10 bucks
everyone wants to live in peace.
Mick, I'll bet you 100 bucks will exist in 10 years.
How will you collect if you fail? How will I collect if I fail?
That's your problem, not mine.
Or how will I collect if you fail?
If I fail?
Yeah.
We'll be dead. You can take all my money.
Yeah, so
matter.
I can't collect your money
you
then.
Can take
so
money.
It's not worth betting on.
Put it in your will. If in 10 years' time.
10 years' time, the world's not there, Mick gets 100 bucks.
Yeah.
But
deposit $100.
Mick is smarter than he looks. I thought he was going to
the money we spend on fighting weapons, using on weapons per day.
Yep.
We could fix up all the problems in the world.
But you still need some weapons though, right?
No.
Now, come on, Mick. You can't be there and just believe in the world. Could you imagine the police turning up in there with no weapons?
If there's no weapons around and no one else has got weapons, what are they going to use?
Please.
What are they going to use?
But how do you get rid of all the weapons though, Mick? This is the problem. I think that's a great idea. But how do you get rid of every single weapon on the planet?
You have to change people's
concepts. We'll have plastic knives everywhere.
You have to change people's...
Didn't they try that after Port Arthur and that didn't really go well?
Port Arthur,
there's a lot of... We got rid of most of the weapons.
But there's still weapons now.
Yeah, but there was...
So see, not everyone would give their weapons.
The people who have got the weapons now are registered. Well, except
not
the
all
crims,
of them.
Except the crims.
Yeah, they don't sound like registering the crims. I don't know why.
But the chance of having weapons which will kill people in a short time is not in the public anymore.
That's still
but
happened
in America. They've got weapons everywhere. And they
the Second Amendment, right?
Isn't it? They're allowed to bear arms. I'm bearing my arm now.
Oh, is that what it meant?
Yes.
Oh, I got it all wrong.
No wonder they all wear shirts.
Bring us to Supreme Court next week. You got it completely wrong.
But... the amount of people being killed in there is there's supposed to be a massacre every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because they got weapons which they were selling with automatics or semi-automatics which can be converted into an automatic weapon. And if they had to fight with their hands, there would be a lot more peace in the world.
God, wouldn't wars take so much longer for you to fight with your hands?
Yeah.
Can you imagine watching TV with just, you know, China and...
That is so boring.
China and like, you know, like...
Or what you
Taiwan, just like slapping each other by the face.
Or what you do is get the the heads of the countries to fight, and then they wouldn't fight.
Oh, mud wrestling or something.
Yeah. Trump and Kim.
World wrestling.
Well, Trump was on there once.
With world.
Just think about it. He's a former WWF wrestler.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
No.
That's what you have to have.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
In their universe, he is.
There's people starving. There's people dying of water.
By the way, Mick, you'd be surprised. Last week in a whole program, until you came back, we hadn't mentioned Trump for a whole program.
Yeah.
He was so upset. He tweeted us.
But I'm going to ride me Trump soon.
Excellent.
Oh, your bike.
You can
not Trump himself.
No, not Trump himself.
You can ride your Trump now, Mick.
But a triumph was made by expat Germans in England.
Yeah.
So they aren't English bikes. So, German expat.
That's as good.
That's as good.
Mm. Danke.
Ja.
Welcome back to the... Welcome back. You're here with Glenn and Steve. It is time for...
Mick left early. God,
Mick. He can't even stay at the end of the show. So he uses us. He does a segment and leaves.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Typical thing.
That's all right, Mick. All right. He's all good. I like Mick.
I hope so. Yeah. He's been on the show for about 5 years. A bit weird now.
After all this time, yeah. Oh, he's all right.
Peter on the other hand,
I told you, Glenn, I'm taking his... I'll get to this in the outro, I think. I'll say it in the outro.
Oh, wow, controversial.
But
movies, in Spoiler Alert, which is our movie...
Spoiler Alert.
We spoil the end of all the movies that are out this week.
Did you watch a movie this week, or should I just go?
I was going to watch a movie this week, but someone didn't turn up.
No, he didn't. What a jerk. Better things to do, clearly.
Clearly, better things to do.
To be honest, Glenn, I'm going to tell you now, the movie wasn't going to live up to your expectations.
No, it was a horror movie, wasn't it?
It was a horror movie. Yeah, I don't like jump scares.
When you said you weren't coming, I was like, oh, thank God I don't have to, like, you know.
You'd have to
hide
them in front of your popcorn. You got to put up above your face. So
yeah, I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, neither was I, to be honest. But
0 stars. We don't know what happened, but it was terrible. 0 stars.
Don't care.
So you got a better movie, right?
I don't know if it's a better movie.
Right. Oh, no.
But it was a Netflix exclusive movie. So you know how Netflix releases its own movies?
The word on the street, they get one every 3 days.
Oh, my God. They released so many movies.
God.
I watched this... Actually, no, I watched 2 movies.
You watched that many, you don't even remember it.
No, I don't remember. No, I watched two and a quarter... No, 2.5. Yeah, two and a half.
2.5, man?
No, I didn't. Okay. I watched one movie, then the half of the other.
Okay, so in movie one.
Okay, movie one, The Babysitter.
Sounds a bit scary.
Actually, it was kind of scary. It's like...
Sounds creepy.
It's a horror comedy movie, so...
You're dead.
Yeah, pretty much like that. It's like it was on Netflix. It's exclusive to Netflix.
That's terrible.
It's about how this babysitter looks after this teenager, this kid. Oh, he's not really a teenager. The babysitter is a teenager, and the thing is, the babysitter is a
mass murderer.
No, not a mass murderer.
Oh, something nicer than that.
What are they? The Satanist. She's a Satanist.
Oh, okay.
So. She to kick off the movie, the babysitter has like her boyfriend there and like some of her friends, and then they have this really geeky guy there, and they're doing spin the bottle, so like everyone has to kiss each other, and then the babysitter kisses the geek guy, but then after she finishes kissing him, she stabs him in the head and then sacrifices his blood because there's no reason, and it's not explained as to why she's a Satanist,
just because she is. She's just how some people are.
That's
right?
What teenagers do, right? All teenagers are Satanists.
Really? That explains a hell of a lot. My God, no wonder what's
just
going
saying. If you have a babysitter, you know,
yes. Well,
so it's like a horror comedy movie, and then it's like the
who's in it?
Well, it stars Samara Weaving, who's an Australian actress. She's the niece of Hugo Weaving, famous Australian actor. Glenn, no,
so famous. So I don't know either of them.
Okay, well she's in 3 Billboards. That new movie. She's in that
3 Billboards and a billboard.
Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Yeah, very good movie. You got to watch that. So it's a horror comedy movie. It's about the kid trying to survive from the babysitter and her friends.
It's like Home Alone gone bad.
Yeah, actually, Glenn, it's honestly Home Alone, but homedy. Homedy.
Homedy. Homedy, the new.
Why don't they call it a homedy?
Doesn't sound wrong at all. Does not sound wrong at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to... That's the name of the episode, Homedy.
Homedy. Yes, another good old homedy.
I better write that down so I remember.
Side of 5?
I just think, Glenn, I enjoyed it. It was pretty funny. It was like...
Well, hey, it gave us the title of the podcast.
It's nothing above... No, it's not... Three. It's funny. The horror is like... If you're into like Shaun of the Dead and I guess things like that... you might enjoy it. I enjoyed the comedy. It was a little bit silly, but...
a bit homedy.
Because it made no sense, though, because they tried to make it out like the horror was taking place in, like, a house that's on a farmland away from everywhere else. But this is in the suburbs. But they've got houses right next to each other. And there's explosions, there's fights, there's car crashes, there's people arguing, and no one helps. No one helps.
Sounds like real life.
Actually, it sounds like a real suburban house. When your neighbors are arguing, you don't get involved, right?
I try not to.
No,
I try not to. So my neighbors don't argue a lot, actually.
Oh, mine do. I'm going over a couple of days, yeah.
Shivers.
Oh, yeah. It's the norm. You're like, oh, they get arguing again? Oh, okay.
Oh, it must be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Movie two.
Movie two was Waffle Street, which was actually...
Sounds delicious.
No, it's about this investment banker...
Sounds like our show.
Well,
sorry.
No, it's actually really interesting. It's about this investment banker that gets fired from his job. So he wants to get back into...
Waffles?
Like, no. He wants to get back into, like, a normal job, a 9-to-5 job where he's servicing the community. So he goes and gets a job at a Waffle House.
How's that serving the community?
Oh, because...
It's not day release. It's just
No, he's not doing, like, community radio or anything.
That's right.
We're not really servicing anymore.
That's right. That's why we're here. The court said we must do a podcast a week.
Well, I guess we're on day release every Saturday.
Every Saturday. Explains a lot.
No, but he wants... he wants to do something different because he was an investment banker for, like, 10 years or whatever, and
woke up one morning and said, I want to serve waffles.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go do a normal mundane job, you know.
Isn't an investment banker a mundane job?
I don't know, but...
this week.
Yeah, this week. He probably should have done it this week. But other than that...
Is that the whole plot, though?
That's good. No, the whole plot is, like, he gets to know the characters of the Waffle House or the restaurant or whatever it is.
That's a bit slow.
It's kind of slow. It's here and there. And then he ends up wanting to buy a franchise as well.
A Waffle franchise. And then he becomes investment banker again.
Honestly, I didn't go that far into it. I kind of gave up. I'm like, oh, this movie's all right, but it's kind of boring. Couldn't be bothered.
Out of 5?
Probably like 1.5. Oh, it was all right for what I watched. But
by the way, I've watched mentions in TV news, by the way. This can be my review for the week. I watched The End of Suits this week.
What's what? Oh, The End of Suits.
Of the last season. Because the new season came out. I'm on season. What a stupid way to end that season.
I know.
What the hell? How the hell did this guy become a lawyer again?
Can you believe that?
Like, the whole 2 seasons wasted. Like, he should've...
He went to jail for nothing, and it's like...
Then he had some deal, and, like, some... And the technicality was so vaguely stupid.
So stupid.
Like, it wasn't even a plot twist. It was just like, It was kind of like, you know, it's like the nanny came back or something. You know when, like, the nanny and Mr. Sheffield got married? It was kind of like they got divorced and then went back to the way it was. That kind of... Suits is dead.
Oh, it's so dumb. Well, next season isn't the last one.
So
but Mike and...
Unless they bring the prince in, then they might revive their series.
Yeah?
We'll bring Harry in.
See, he's not going to do that. He should leave.
But he should do it. It's the right thing to do by her.
He can,
that's
like...
her career. He should be part of her career. Modern man.
But it was such a soap opera at the end. Like, Donna kisses Harvey and it's like...
I haven't seen that bit.
You didn't see that? No, you did.
Oh, maybe.
That was him. Was that the end?
Wasn't really paying any attention.
Yeah, it wasn't that great, but, you know.
So I was just like, seriously?
Yeah, it was a bit...
No, I did like the Donna, though. The Donna was quite a good idea.
The Donna was... All right, well, you could say it was a disaster right away.
It's a creepy idea. Well, was it not a bad idea? Because when you think about it now, it's just basically called Alexia.
Oh, I thought it was a good idea, but...
It's like Alexia, but with less snappy personality.
Yeah, pretty much. She's a... Yeah. I like Donna, actually. I think she's a great character.
Would you buy a Donna?
No, I would not buy a Donna.
Sounds actually rather bad when you say buy a Donna.
Would you buy a Donna?
Would you buy a Donna?
How much for a Donna, man?
Got to watch the show to understand that context.
Yeah, but...
I'm not going to spoil that bit. You must watch the show.
Suits
the whole
is all
seven
right.
Seasons, by the way, you must watch it.
I think I might give up now, Glenn. I think I'm done.
I think I'm done. Once that came back, I was like, he's a lawyer again. It's all just done. He's back on the bar.
I really enjoyed the first season. It was all right, but it's just too much.
Let's get rid of that character.
Which one? Mike.
Mike.
Well, he's gone next season. Next season, him and Rachel are done.
No, but he's still there, though, right?
No, they're both leaving.
Why are they both?
Oh, no, because this year they've got...
He's not marrying Prince Harry too, is he?
No, I know, but he's leaving as well after the mid-season break. So, like, you know what's going to happen, right?
Oh, wow.
I know exactly what's going to happen.
They'll
probably die in a car crash like Mike's parents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the show.
We don't know if it's true, but we made it up. It hasn't even aired on TV. How do you know these things?
No, because, like...
Is this clairvoyant spoiler alert now?
I'm just saying, I think that's how it's going to end. Like, no, because him and Rachel are leaving.
Oh, wow.
Because this season... The second half of season 7 will be the start of half this year, so you know how they do it. Like,
now I do want to watch the end of it because that's.
You know,
really
I'm gonna have to watch it just to see if I was right.
Now your other third movie. Now we just diverted to TV news.
No, that was it. No,
that was it. I thought you had
three movies. Those movies, yeah.
Well, you had 2.5 movies.
Oh, sorry, I meant 1.5.
Of course.
Yeah, 2.5 movies. 2 movies, but half of the second.
Well, I gave you the other movie for free.
Yeah,
that wasn't a movie. Well, it was kind of a movie. It's like a 7-season movie.
Yeah.
With the same plot. Could have been just one movie, actually. Could have been Suits the Movie.
No, I watched more TV shows this week, actually, to be honest.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Gold Box is back next week.
That's it. And that has been The Wild West for another week. Big show, Glenn. So many topics. I mean, that suits conversation.
TV, obviously. Every segment of this actual program has had TV in there.
Yeah, actually. Even the Winter Olympics, well, it's on TV. So.
Actually, everyone had, yeah.
Yeah, we had The Man. We had the Winter Olympics. We had... Oh, what else did we have?
The Mick was back.
Yeah.
Not a quitter.
The Mick, the legend.
The Man, the Mick, the legend. I like it.
We had our roads. We had everything.
Yeah.
We even had the stocks.
Next week, we're back. More Winter Olympic stuff and whatever else happens.
We should have like a full rundown of right the first week and then see how Australia's going on the medal tally.
On top.
You reckon on top?
Maybe not.
Probably not. They're not even in ice hockey. I was disappointed.
Have you seen Australian ice hockey?
I've been to Australian ice hockey, and I can see why.
Yeah, okay, just checking, because I think you've seen a game or two.
But at least send representatives over there. Give it a shot.
Well, it could be like our women's bobsled team that was about to go.
That's embarrassing.
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
That's a Cool Runnings movie in the making.
Did you watch Cool Runnings? I didn't watch it.
I love Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
That's my movie of the week.
That should
5
have been.
Stars.
It's a good movie.
John Candy, legend.
Legend, yeah, legend.
You know, being named after Candy, A, B, makes you a legend in your own right, and then he was a legend.
He is a legend. I like John Candy. Uncle Buck, great stuff.
Uncle Buck, yeah.
Yeah, great legend. That's pretty much it for us, though, guys.
That's it. We'll be back next week for another episode.
That's it. It'll just be you and I again, I'm sure. That's what I was going to say. Starting effective immediately.
Yes.
Former presenter Peter Mounsey.
Oh, come on.
Off the show name.
Wow.
Off.
He's going to beg his way back now.
Too bad, Peter. You should be here. It's been 2 months now.
Too harsh.
No, well, too bad.
Oh, man.
Not my problem.
He's a bit scared of the train.
He's scared of... Well, the trains are pretty scary.
Nah, pretty scary.
You don't know when the doors are going to close?
Oh, I don't know. You've got to change platforms at Glenfield.
Oh.
Like 2 minute wait.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
2 minutes? Well, I can't do that, Glenn.
Can't do it. It's too hard.
What am I going to do with those 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Wait.
Wait.
Well, what else can you do? Yeah. Yeah, so on thewild.com.au and that's it.
That's it. We're back next week. Till then.